silky smooth Dove chocolate. Your moment, your Dove.
Three weeks ago, the latest Lundberg survey shows the national average is now $3.74 a gallon. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champs for the very first time.
This feeling to be on the best team of the world is just indescribable.
Dirk Nowitzki was named series MVP after the Mavs beat the Heat 105-95 in Miami Sunday. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000.
It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Some of Wall Street's biggest banks are preparing to decrease their use of U.S. Treasuries. Financial Times reports it's a precaution in case squabbling in Congress leads to an impasse on the debt ceiling issue. The report does not name which banks are considering the move. The administration says Congress has until August 2nd to raise the nation's borrowing limit or go into default. Fewer people are starting small businesses now. That's a major concern because it's small businesses that create most new jobs, especially those that cannot be outsourced overseas. USA Today cites the Bureau of Labor Statistics, whose most recent information finds about 505,000 new businesses were started in the 12-month period that ended March of last year. Weakest performance since the Bureau started tracking small business creation in the early 1990s. Small declines for stock markets in Asia and Europe. Tiny gains for stock futures here in the U.S. S&P futures up 1 point. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to respect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Hey folks, sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, here's today's question. Record show Iron Jacket had only one granddaughter. What was her name? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other...
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano on this Monday, the 13th day of May, aught 11. No, actually, it's not aught when it's the 11th, but it's 2011. And a pleasure to be with you as we begin another week of common sense and sanity, and hopefully inject a little bit of that into your life. Want to remind you, we are open lines. Actually, we're open lines the first 2 hours of the show today, so this is an exceptional opportunity for you to ring us up on the issues that are important to you. I have a full menu of things that I want to get to as we work our way through the morning, and it is another gorgeous morning. If you've looked at the weather forecast for the week, what you got is what you're going to get all week long, and how can you complain about that? Although it's a bit chilly outside this morning. It was yesterday morning as I was reading my morning free press, as I do every Sunday out back, the little patio I got out back of the house, and sipping on my coffee, need a little warmth. It was a little bit chilly yesterday morning. Anyway, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address. I cleaned up every email I had on this weekend. I absolutely got caught up on every email. So for some reason you've sent me one and you didn't get a response, I don't know why, because I got them all done. Literally have not a single email in my inbox. Let's see what you guys can do to mess that up. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And again, we've got a lot of really great topics to get to this morning. Let me get to the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. If you go to Facebook, search for First Shift, you'll find our page. Up to 459 likes. We're on our way to 1,000, folks. Whatever you can do to help make that happen, we would appreciate it. But the poll question of the day, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? Now, I've suggested some. I would have suggested some topics. I'm giving you a responsible task to add more if you see them. But the poll question's just up there. A couple people have already rung in. It's the economy, protecting constitutional rights, Medicare, Medicaid, health care, foreign policy, and jobs, and the economy. That's what's there. Feel free to ring in. If the election were to be tomorrow, what would be the number one issue in the election cycle? And today's question is courtesy of producer extraordinaire Jeff Radford, who joins me now to, well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Jeff and I are going to have a whole lot of time to spend together this morning, but that's okay. Got to talk a weekend split for the Tigers, technically they're in second place, but they're sharing first place with the Cleveland Indians, who are in town this week. So it's kind of interesting that we have, I don't know, about a quarter of the way through the season, we have early season, can we call it, because it's not really mid-season yet, so let's call it early season drama, which I don't know that we were expecting this soon.
Well, and we need payback, because the Cleveland Indians and the Tigers have already squared off once. And things didn't go so well for the Tigers.
Yeah, we got our ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, that's putting it nicely. Yeah, that's it's payback time. And I've been saying, I don't know how many times I've got to say it, they are smoke and mirrors. And it's about time the Tigers exposed them. And the Tigers playing pretty well. I know they lost yesterday, but they're playing pretty well. We got to first get past the Tampa Bay Rays, the makeup game today. But then when the Indians come to town, it's, you know, all guns a-blazing.
You know, Jeff, I was looking. I know today's a makeup game. I was looking at the schedule for the next 3 weeks, and I've noticed we have another single game with Tampa Bay a couple weeks down the road. Is that another makeup game?
I would assume so. I can't remember. I mean, I know they did have the makeup game, the two-game series, which I called a sweep. I mean, come on. Let's just be honest. And then this game is part of that one. They've had, they have four rainouts in 14 days, so I'm assuming, yeah, it's got to be part of that 4 days.
And Maglio returns to the lineup tonight. Question is, will they insert him in the lineup tonight, Jeff?
They've got to. And I don't know where. They might start him out low to start with, but he's going to be the number three hitter, and he's going to take somebody's spot. Looks like it's going to be Andy Dierks. And I, for one, I am one of the maybe the rare ones who is really looking forward to this. They'll probably give him a short leash, but I think, you know, if you go back, and we did this yesterday, June is his best month in his entire career. Bats 330 in June. No other month he comes close. So it's a good time for him to come back.
All right. Well, we'll see this evening whether or not, A, they insert him, and B, how he does. Obviously, I didn't look at how he did in Toledo. Just wasn't where my head was at this weekend. But again, you know, I'm more concerned about production at this point. Doesn't really matter what he does there. It's what he does here that's going to count. And, you know, he went on the DL supposedly because his ankle was a bit weak. His bat was awfully weak before he went on the DL. So, you know, to me, part of this might have been, you know, just a chance to give him some time to rest. Let's be honest about it. He's not a spring chicken anymore. So maybe he needed a little more time to rest. Maybe he needed a little more time to rehab the ankle. But I think they also wanted to give him some mental time off. And you'll remember, was it last year or the year before, where his wife had the cancer and, you know, emotionally he wasn't 100% with us. Once he successfully dealt with that, he had a much better season. You know, maybe there was some, you know, maybe there's some emotional attachment that he needed to deal with. I don't know. I mean, these are things that we don't necessarily know. I guess it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he needs to produce, and God willing, he will. Because, man, wouldn't it be nice to have another hot stick in the lineup right now?
Oh yeah, exactly. Especially if they can plug him in at where I think they're going to put him, the number three spot. And I know Bosch lovers are pretty upset about that, but the guy's a career 300. The last time he didn't hit 300, he hit 298 in 2006. The year that you're talking about, where everyone said he had such a down year, not only did he have, you know, the thing with his wife, but his wife's father was real ill. Plus, he was coming off of the World Baseball Classic, and again, I don't know if people believe in that curse or not, but everybody who played in the World Baseball Classic had down first halves of the years. So, yeah, I mean, that year was a throwaway year, and yet he still batted 300, so...
Well, now we need him to step up to the plate in the literal and figurative way, and let's see what happens. Dallas Mavericks, our new the new NBA champs this morning. Mr. Radford, LeBron James, I don't know. He can say he choked. I mean, listen, he had the last two rounds of the playoffs, he was on fire, did nothing. You know, even the quote-unquote triple-double he had the other night was a pretty anemic triple-double.
That has got to be the most scrutinized triple-double. I've never seen anyone get a triple-double that was more under fire than that one. I mean, think about it. It's a hard thing to do, but when your team loses and when you don't do anything in the fourth quarter, I guess you deserve your triple-double to be scrutinized, but 10, 10, and 10, that's one of the hardest things to do in basketball. You don't see one of those every night, and yet he gets one and gets just railed for it. I thought that sums up the entire series right there.
And it does sum up the entire series. What you have to wonder about is, you know, there's a real threat that there won't be an NBA season next year. They're about to go into a CBA situation not unsimilar to what's going to happen in the NFL, which we're going to talk about on today's program. There doesn't seem to be as much fanfare over that situation as there is over football. And you've got to even wonder, will there be a season next year for professional basketball? And if there's not, you know, the big joke, and I don't know that if it's much of a joke, is who would really notice? Because in basketball, it's really become about the playoffs anyway, Jeff.
And it's too bad. It's almost too bad that the Heat didn't win. Because if the Heat won, then nobody would care if there was a basketball season anyway. I mean, because there's not that many Heat fans. The fact that the Mavericks won and the way they won, and they brought fans back to the game. Now fans are going to be wondering, oh, you know, do we get to see more great basketball? And puts pressure on the lockout. If it was a horrible finals and the Heat ended up winning, people would be like, eh, screw basketball. Who cares if it comes back or not? Now, one thing I did want to bring up that you brought up to me, and I actually found the quotes. I think this is great. Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavs, the quote he had, and I give credit to you for finding this, I think is hilarious. You talk about a guy who knows how to, you know, to really watch his words and yet get the point across. He says, congratulations to Mark Cuban and the entire Mavs organization. They never stopped, and now the entire franchise gets rings. Old lesson for all, there are no shortcuts. None.
No, and there are no shortcuts, you know, and there's a lot of truth to that. And the 04 Lakers, they were supposed to be the dream team, right? Guess who beat them?
The Pistons.
Absolutely. So there are no shortcuts. You know, at the end of the day, you have to play every game of every season. Listen, the Miami Heat had a pretty fantastic season, but you have to admit, even the way it started off, it did not necessarily start off as well as Miami thought it was going to. And again, they certainly showed up when they needed to show up. They didn't show up at the end because they didn't win. And the bottom line is they were beat, and they were beat well. And to two of my three children who are not listening right now, Jeff, because I know they're probably both sleeping, you know, they told me that there's this big conspiracy theory that the Heat were going to win last night because, you know, the NBA wanted a game seven, blah, 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 blah. Guys, you were wrong.
They can hear that on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll make sure I pull that out on the podcast because they were wrong. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. It's now time for you folks. What's on your mind? And there is a full plate. We're going to get to some audio. President Barack Obama on Flashpoint with Devin Scillian yesterday. We've got some audio from that we want to play for you. We're going to focus a little bit on the economy today, and I've got some stuff to get to you there. And how about Michigan's economy, the medical marijuana issue, right? It's controversial. Now, maybe not so much for the state treasury, bringing in $8 million last year. Certainly a program that's more than paid for itself. What's on your mind? 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. Jeff Radford. Todd Cherkinski. That's right. We are Team First Shift. We'll take the break. We'll be back right after this on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, moving along pretty well on Southfield Road at I-94 becomes Southfield Freeway. Heading up toward Michigan Avenue where we have all lanes open. Up until then, it's all moving great. Get toward Michigan. We have only one lane up open toward 96 Grand River area. Then the freeway's closed. So you want to get on to 96, the Jeffries, and go east toward Greenfield or west toward Evergreen or further west out toward Telegraph to make your way around it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny skies today, a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 75. Right now, Metro Airport, overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Mortgage rates are as low as 3%, 3.2 APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $293 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-TREE.
If the road doesn't feel like a traffic-free paradise to you, then you're not driving with new TomTom HD Traffic. It's the breakthrough service that steers you clear of delays automatically, and you'll only find it on a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Aaron, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call 1-800-800-2727. Ask for our convenient mobile service and we'll come to you.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for enjoying your first cup of coffee with me this morning. And I've got mine right next to me here. 888-552-3595 is the toll-free number. If there's something on your mind, feel free to ring us up. First of all, I want to thank Rick Blocker and the 14th District Democrats for inviting me to come speak to them on Saturday. Had a great time, a very spirited group. No question about that. Saw my good friend Congressman John Conyers, the dean of the Congressional Black Caucus, one of the longest serving members of Congress and a good friend who will be on the show very, very soon. Amongst the many things I will have Jeff working on today. Congressman Conyers is an exceptional person. His speech on Saturday was very inspirational. Jeff, State Rep Harvey Santana was there, had a chance to visit with him briefly, which I enjoyed a great deal. A lot of electeds were at this meeting. I've been to a lot of Democratic Club meetings, Jeff. The 14th has to be, by all measure, the best attended, the most passionate, and like other Democratic Club meetings, they meet twice a month, which is a lot. Most of them meet once a month, but they are so active that they meet twice a month for a variety of reasons. But it was great to be with them, and I had a great time. So I want to thank them. Thank you, Rick, for inviting me. I certainly would love to come back sometime, so feel free to invite me back. Also want to remind those of you that if you go to WhiteRoseSociety.org, my good friend Ben Birch is now archiving each and every program on a daily basis. If you want to subscribe through iTunes to the program, that is the way you're going to do it. And I need to get something on the website about that, and I will. But if you go to WhiteRoseSociety.org, and you'll see that he is archiving First Shift there, and for those of you that want to receive the show via iTunes, that is the way I would recommend you do it. And let me also remind you that at thetonyshow.org, not only is there a link right at the very top to Facebook and Twitter if you want to follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, but there is also a section called Punch In. And when you go to that, that will take, it'll, you know, there's one way to contact the show, number one. But as I will be next week, our first winner of Lunch with Tony. I'll be doing that next week. You know, you've got the month to do it, but get it in. All you have to do is send a little note, says you'd like to do lunch, and you will be put into the drawing. And then at the end of the month, we will choose one person, and you and four other people will be eligible to have lunch with me at a place of your choosing. So keep all that in mind. All right, Radford, we've got a lot to get to this morning, and I know that you were actually a little more diligent about watching the Sunday morning shows than I was yesterday. I cut the grass while you were doing the heavy lifting yesterday.
Well, hey, to each their own. That's pretty important as well.
Well, you know, I had to go speak on Saturday morning, so that Saturday morning's normally my cut the grass time. So I had to replace that with, and then we went to a graduation party Sunday after, or Friday, or Saturday afternoon. So my Saturday got chewed up by stuff, which was fun. I'm not complaining. I had a great time. But I didn't get to, you know, the lawn, which is mandatory. And there are other people in the house that can do it. Actually, my wife and I argue over, well, not anymore. I won over who gets to cut the grass, but it's something I enjoy doing. So Sunday morning, while you were watching Face the Nation, and Flashpoint, I was cutting, trimming, and edging.
Are you a push mower guy, or do you
have
Right, you're a push mower?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man, that's rough. All the people I know, of course, you know, younger guy that I am, are getting houses, and they just cannot stand pushing the mower.
Why? It's good exercise. I don't get much exercise, so that's really why I enjoy doing it, because I desperately need that exercise. And I've got a decent piece of property. I mean, it's not a lot. It doesn't take me forever to cut my lawn. But I've got a decent sized yard, and it's good exercise. I love the way my lawn looks when it's, you know, done. I do edge it and trim it and mow it and get it all cleaned up afterwards. I love the way my lawn looks when it's done, as I think most people do when they do it themselves.
There's like a zen feeling to it. I worked at a golf course for 6 years, so cutting the grass, for some reason, I'm with you. Like when it's done and everything looks uniform and together, for some reason, it does, puts your mind at ease for some. I have no idea how to describe it. It's incredible.
It is a zen feeling. And, by the way, one of the things that we have in common is I worked at a golf course for many years. I actually watered greens overnight. This was long before automated, obviously long before automated sprinklers, but.
I was going to say, I did that too. It was you turn the key on and yep. Bam, there goes the water.
Absolutely. And there was a schedule, and I worked from, the time the sun went down until I was done, so that was anywhere between, 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was during my high school years. I did it for 2 summers in a row, and it wasn't a bad gig because, A, I had no supervisor, right? I mean, no one's there to watch you in the middle of the night. I had a free run of the clubhouse because that's where I would hang out between watering greens and fairways. And, you would remember not only just the key, but you had those big sprinkler heads that you actually had to put into the ground and twist on. Do you remember those?
No, we had a Toro system.
Oh, okay. We had no Toro system. We had the Tony system. and sadly, that golf course is now a subdivision. But I had many, many, many hours in the middle of the night watering fairways and greens, which was really kind of interesting.
And a subdivision with the greatest lawn ever.
I'm sure now, yeah. I haven't been out that way in a long time. But it was a really cool opportunity, and I enjoyed doing it. One of the perks, because we were talking about perks on Friday of being in radio, one of the perks was I got to golf for free. And they normally would let me, depending on how busy it was at the time I wanted to go, but I could generally bring a friend or two with me. So I was a pretty popular guy. So you could literally go out and play 9 or 18 holes for free on a pretty nice golf course. And normally, we'd go into the clubhouse after we'd play golf, maybe at the turn, maybe after we were done with 18. And, normally they would buy us, lunch. So it wasn't a bad deal. I didn't abuse it as well. I didn't, I took advantage of it, but didn't take over advantage of it. And that was one of the perks. So I don't know if you got to golf free on your gig, but I didn't on mine and enjoyed it very much.
I did, and I got made fun of. Let me ask you this. Would you golf alone, or did you always have to golf with somebody?
No, I golf alone.
See, I used to get up at, 6 in the morning before anyone else was there. The dew was still in the lawn. People hadn't even cut the greens yet. And there was something, again, I don't know, zen-like about it, where the sun is just coming up, and you're out there. You're the only one on the course. And you're hitting balls around. I mean, for me, it was awesome. I have no idea why. My friends would make fun of me. Oh, you golfing by yourself? And it was like, yeah. I don't know why most people assume that you have to golf with someone, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, I still, I would still golf by myself. I go to the movies by myself from time to time. I don't have a problem going to dinner by myself. I don't mind doing things by myself. So if that makes me odd, I guess that makes me odd.
But I think some people assume that those are all things you have to do with someone, which I don't get.
Nah, I don't get that either, and especially golf, to be honest with you, because golf should be a very zen-like experience, and so it makes more sense to go by yourself than to go with somebody else.
You versus the course, not
right.
You versus anyone else.
And that's what it's supposed to be for me. So anyway, all right, we will get to some issues. We've got some audio from President Obama on the other side. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the break here on Michigan's only progressive talk show. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Team 10
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Still doing very well on the roads, not seeing any slowdowns as you head out through Macomb County, 94-696 interchange. That's starting to pick up a little bit. We've got a few pockets of heavier traffic for those heading west on the route or out toward Van Dyke. Getting busier toward DeQuinder and in toward I-75, but nothing really that you need to add extra time to your commute for.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny skies today, a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 75. Right now, Metro Airport, overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
The last 3 weeks have been filled with a great deal of tough talk from the AFL-CIO toward Democrats. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka started the tough talk at the National Press Club in May when he said labor organizations would be spending the summer holding elected leaders in Congress accountable for how they approach issues important to working families. Trumka went farther in a speech on Tuesday in front of National Nurses United. He said unions under the AFL-CIO umbrella aren't interested in supporting a single party. They are interested in electing leaders who will stop the wrecking ball heading toward working family interests. That message was amplified on Friday when AFL-CIO Special Policy Counsel Damon Silvers sent a warning directly to Senate Banking Committee Chair, South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson. According to the Huffington Post, Silvers told the Social Investment Forum Conference that if Johnson allows new executive pay regulations to be weakened, he should consider the recent history of Blanche Lincoln. The AFL-CIO helped run a Democrat against Lincoln, triggering a primary election. While Lincoln was triumphant in that election, the labor organization takes partial credit for Lincoln losing the general election. Meanwhile, the Service Employee International Union is launching a new Republican political action committee. Doug Cunningham has more.
SEIU says it's an effort to enable working families to regain a voice within the Republican Party in California, a voice SEIU says has been drowned out by a minority of extremists. SEIU says the Golden California Committee will work to elect legislative Republicans who, quote, share the moderate values that once made the California GOP strong, end quote. Among those values, SEIU says, are rewarding hard work, investing in quality schools, colleges, and infrastructure, and doing right by children and seniors. SEIU Republican members, representing what the SEIU says are its 87,000 registered Republicans in California, are launching the Political Action Committee. SEIU says new legislative district lines and primary election reforms will present a new political landscape in California, and the union says that will increase opportunities to make working family voices heard within the Republican Party. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. As we were discussing earlier, President Barack Obama was on Flashpoint with Devin Scillian yesterday, and we wanted to share some of that interview with you. Again, our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? What would be the number one issue? Go ahead and ring in on that. Let's start, if we will, because we've been spending a lot of time talking about education on this show. And those of you that are paying the attention, and I hope that's all of you, know that the Republican-controlled Michigan legislature just last, the end of last week, has done their best to destroy teacher tenure. It's just, again, another terrible turn But what does the president think about education in the United States of America? Let's find out from him himself.
You know, I think our job is to partner with the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit to find out what can we do to make sure that the sum of all the various federal programs that are already going into Detroit are leveraged to improve outcomes. So let's just take education as an example. Obviously, that's on a lot of people's minds right now, schools in Detroit.
I think Arne Duncan called it ground zero for the urban education.
Right. So we know what works. I spoke at a commencement this year at a really tough school in the south side of Memphis that had almost doubled its graduation rate and improved its scores across the board. And so the question is, how do we duplicate what's being done in a school like that in a school in Detroit? And you know, we're already putting money into those schools. The question is, can we partner with the city and the state to figure out whether reforms in how we're recruiting teachers, reforms in classroom instruction, greater accountability and greater responsibility for all those who are involved in the schools, whether all that can help turn it around. It's not always going to be more money. Some of it's going to be people all pulling together and saying to themselves, with the resources that we have, can we do better than we're doing right now? And we're committed to working with Mayor Bing and everybody else to try to make that happen.
Yeah, then that really is the point. I mean, you take a look at what you have, and then you ask yourself how you make it better. You don't take a look at what you have, dismantle it, and then say it's better. The addition by subtraction normally doesn't work, so the president's remarks there are pretty salient. President Obama talking about manufacturing, which, of course, is critical to us. And by the way, I have some good news. As of Friday afternoon, I do have a commitment from Cindy Estrada, one of the vice presidents of the United Auto Workers. She will be with us on a monthly basis. And I know you all enjoyed her a great deal when she was with us about 3 weeks ago. She will be with us on a monthly basis. We'll get getting to more details on that as we get closer to the beginning of that series. But the president of the United States, Barack Obama, with Devin Scillian on manufacturing.
Well, look, the fact of the matter is that I was just at a plant out recently at Toledo and saw Sergio there. He's the first one to say it's the workers that get the credit. I mean, what happened here was that workers pulled together, made significant sacrifices. Gave back some pay and benefits because they had faith in the company. And you had multi-generations of folks who were willing to work there and do everything they can to make the best possible product. So what we've shown is that American manufacturing can succeed. The key now is to look for what are the next phases of American manufacturing. So the best example in the auto industry is the advanced vehicles, whether it's electric cars or biodiesel.
I drive a Chevy Volt.
Right. Case in point. And it's a great car. Now, the question is, how do we bring that price point down? And whoever wins this battle for getting those lightweight batteries that can run a car for 300 miles on a gallon of gas, that's where cars are going to be made for a long time to come. And we expect that that's probably going to happen sometime in the next 5 years. So this is why it's so important for us to continue to make investments in basic research, partnering with industry, making sure that the science, the technology is being developed right here in the United States of America.
Yeah, and again, keeping in mind the president's right, the price point is a consideration. Who wouldn't love to have a Chevy Volt or an electric hybrid vehicle? Unfortunately, they're just not cost-effective for the majority of us. And appreciate those that can afford to buy them and are buying them and are enjoying them. But, yeah, it would be great to be able to go 300 miles on a gallon of gas after, I spent. Jeff, literally last week I spent $150 on gasoline last week.
I'm right there with you. And again, it's getting crazier as the price of gas goes up. You'd think the pressure would be put on the government to find ways to help us out. But again, oil companies and their lobbyists, we'll get into that some others. Two good points, though, made out of that last clip. One, again, we hear a story of Harvey Santana brought it up last week. I'm pretty sure is who it was. And here's Obama saying it himself. Workers, unionized workers, by the way, who, you know, is the death of all things, according to some people, giving back benefits and pay because they believe in the company. Second story we've heard, different person, and yet that doesn't stick, you know, with a lot of people. Unions are the death of everything, and yet here you go, another story about how they gave back to try and help out their company because they believe in it. And second of all, talking about, you know, the American cars and the quality. Maybe that should be a poll question coming up. You know, do you now have more faith in American cars? Because for a while there, everyone was like, oh, you know, the best quality cars are foreign. Now I think, you know, American company car companies got it.
No, I, Jeff, you're 100% right. Not only did they get it, it was true. I believe that there was a period of time where foreign cars were better built. They were certainly nicer looking cars. I think that they were more they were more visionary looking cars, and I do believe that the domestic manufacturers, although I get in trouble sometimes when I say this, you know, some don't consider Chrysler to be a domestic automaker anymore because they are not U.S. owned. I still think from a legacy's perspective, they are a domestic automaker, and I would treat them as a domestic automaker, but that'd be beyond the point. You're right. It's fundamentally true, and we'll make it our poll question tomorrow. You know, are the domestic auto companies finally building cars Americans want to drive? Because ultimately, Jeff, at the end of the day, if you don't want to drive the car, it doesn't really matter who makes it, does it?
I think, yeah. If you have the choice between American and foreign, and both cars are equal, I would hope people would go American. But for the most part, some people have loyalties to something that they liked back in the past. So when American cars are now getting the reputation of being better, cheaper, and you get to support your own country, I think that it's showing. I mean, Obama's right. Sometimes, you know, the return on profit is growing for all three companies in America.
No question that's true. And, of course, part of the reason why we're even here is to help tell that union story. And Jeff, I mean, you're part of that union story. You come from a union family. You know, my buddy Don, who was in studio with us on Friday, you know, he was part of that generation that benefited. His dad was an auto worker that benefited from those collective bargaining agreements that gave the children of automobile workers tuition credits. And so he benefited from that, as have thousands of others. I've said this before, without unions, God only knows where this country would be. In fact, I wonder how many Republicans were educated as a result of a collective bargaining agreement and have disrespected that as they've become adults, as they've garnered a little bit of wealth, you know, as they've put more money into their pockets. You know, do they really remember their roots? And I think that remembering where you come from is pretty damned important, Jeff. I mean, at least, you know, that's the way I was raised. You don't forget where you come from, and you certainly don't forget, you know, what put food on the table when you were growing up and what paid the light bill. I mean, these things should be important to people. I think they've kind of forgotten about that stuff.
You're so right, especially about the unions. I mean, again, you know, fair and advertisement or what you want to call it. I came from a unionized, I mean, my dad's a UAW, and if it wasn't for the benefits they negotiated, I wouldn't have had nearly the education that I was able to get or the health. I mean, the health care was top notch. And I understand the reasons why, you know, the debt and everything, but it's just incredible now that they don't consider things like that.
No, they don't. And again, that's, you know, again, part of the purpose of this program is to help reframe that conversation. Again, we're not creating information. We're just getting it out there. And certainly part of what we've seen, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break as well. You know, message is important. Now, maybe we'll send the message. We'll save the message thing for the next, for the 7 o'clock hour. But message is critical. You know, message is critical, and unfortunately, you know, we are a ping pong ball. As a voter, you're a ping pong ball, and the two paddles are the Democrats and the Republicans, and they just kind of bat you back and forth, and it's kind of where you end up, you know, at the end of the day that matters. And sometimes that's on the floor. I think that we have some responsibility. We, you and I, and the people that listen to this program, we have a responsibility to remember our past, to remember our history, for without that, You know, do we really learn? Can we really grow from you know, that? And we can't. I mean, you know, the reality is that the unions have responded in the only way they know how, and that's responsibly. And so it's disingenuous to believe that unions, first of all, created this problem because it was created in concert with management, with corporate America. This was not something that happened on its own. And so you have to ask yourself the question, what did corporate America do to help solve the problem? Well, they got help from the taxpayers. It's crazy. All right, a quick break here. More to get to when we come back. The president on manufacturing, on reelection, and a whole lot of other things. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for being with us this morning. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The single joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Hey, Jeff, are you one of those people that believes in the Monday the 13th is good luck, like Friday the 13th is bad luck?
I have never heard of that in my life.
Oh, really? Okay. The former Free Press columnist Bob Talbert, who you may or may not remember, was a big proponent of Monday the 13th. But I don't believe in Friday the 13th being bad luck, so I guess I'm not going to...
No, I'm actually one of the people who thinks Friday the 13th is pretty good luck.
It's been good for you?
It's been real. I mean, yeah, one of my favorite people in the world, my grandmother, was born on Friday the 13th, and Friday the 13th, good things have always happened to me for some reason.
You know, you and I haven't gotten to know each other that well. I must say one thing. It's clear to me, just by the way you live your life, that your family is the centerpiece of what you do, and I think that's wonderful.
I do. I'm very close, and I'm very lucky to have a very cool family.
I can tell you're very close, close-knit family. I think that's wonderful. But anyway, I don't want to just skate over that, but it's wonderful. 888-552-3595. We are going to go to the phones before we hear more from President Obama. Let's welcome my good friend Tom in Detroit to First Shift. Tom, it was a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you with us again this morning. Sorry I didn't get to see you on Saturday, but I had an awfully good time over at the Teamsters Temple in Detroit, talking to the great 14th, the mighty 14th, buddy.
Yep. And as Bob Talbert would say, out of my Monday morning mind.
Absolutely. You remember Bob Talbert. Of course you do.
Yeah, I used to read his article. But, you know, I wanted to comment about what you guys are talking about, kind of like a little bit before you went to the break, in terms of, you know, people forgetting about, you know, their roots and where they came from. Back in 19, I'm going to go back some time, Tony, almost 40 years, when I was at Gear and Axle back in 1971. I was still at Wayne. I hadn't come out. And, you know, my scholarship for football had ran out. I had applied for a tuition reimbursement program. Tony, I paid probably about $20 on the initial deposit for the tuition, and they paid for the rest of my education.
What a blessing.
General Motors did. And I, you know what, and I, for the life of me, can't understand why people want to sit there and kind of like forget that. I mean, I'm here today, you know, right where I'm sitting right now, because GM offered me that springboard, you know, to help me get my life on the road. And I mean, I appreciate it like crazy. And even another place, it wasn't unionized, but the hospital where I was working, they had a tuition reimbursement program, and they paid for my master's degree.
Well, you know, and Tom, it's a blessing. I mean, but beyond being a blessing, it is something worthy of remembering, and actually it's something worthy of bragging about. How many people in the workforce today, Tom, think about this, you're one of them. How many people, and you'll remember, when you got out of high school, one of the legitimate options was to go work in an auto factory to pay for your education.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like going to the military to get your education paid for. I mean, that's what it was like. I mean, we need to tell this story, Tom. We need to tell it over and over and over again.
Oh, for sure. Because like I said, you know, I mean, you know, that helped me, you know, get out of Wayne. And, you know, I finished it while I was there, okay, at GM. I was there from 71 to 73. And I had one of the top executives out there lay a silver platter in my lap wanting me to come on supervision. And, you know, he told me, he says, well, you know, it always looks good on a company's roster to see a man with a degree behind his name. And, you know, and in terms of me, and I hate to keep dwelling on me, but I was on a back dock, and a general foreman offered me an office job. He says, because you're down at Wayne, you've got to know something to be there. And, you know, he pulled me into the office. So, you know, I mean, education, I mean, I'd hate to think about where I would be probably without it. But I'm saying, coming back from where I came from at the time, if I would have stayed at General Motors, I could have been retired 10 years ago, okay, with full benefit and all that kind of stuff. But things work out the way they're supposed to, and what have you. But, I mean, hey, I am real blessed. You know, in terms of my life, and especially in terms of, you know, the opportunity that was available, you know, from General Motors for me to get, you know, to finish my studies at Wayne.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, you know, again, thank you for calling. Thank you for reminding us as we, Jeff and I were talking earlier. And Jeff, here we go. This is a classic, a perfect testimonial. A perfect testimonial. And this is why we cannot forget where this comes from. You know, it is critical that we remember. You know, Tom just gave a perfect testimonial. This is a man who understands that, you know, Jeff, without those benefits, he doesn't get to where he's at today.
And neither, I mean, a lot of people don't. Michigan was built on that kind of thing. And the thing that doesn't, I just don't get it all, is how you take one small bad example and then people run with it. If there are people taking advantage of it's how hard it is for them to get fired because they're in a union, it's maybe, you know, a very small percentage. And yet people are like, oh, look at these people. How, they don't look at the 90% of the people that work their butt off and actually earn the benefits and the pay that they get.
Or more, 90% or more. Real quickly, let's go to the President Obama's remarks on manufacturing, or I'm sorry, on auto workers, and that'll probably get us to the end of the hour.
Bad idea at the time. You would expect them to try to find some cloud in the silver lining. But I mean, let's just look at the facts. Chrysler, GM were on the verge of liquidation. These weren't structured normal bankruptcies. These were liquidation bankruptcies where those companies were going out of business. Sterling Heights plant, you know, Hamtramck, those plants would have closed. And people would have been out of work, and all the suppliers would have been impacted as a consequence. We estimate about 1 million jobs would have been lost. Instead, what we have is a situation where the big three are all making a profit. They're all increasing market share. They're increasing market share in subcompact and compact cars, which they haven't done in decades. And Chrysler just announced that it's paid back every dime that the taxpayers gave them under my administration, about 70% of what the Bush administration gave them, and did so 6 years early. So overall, I think this is an example of an intervention that was needed, that saved a ton of jobs, and has proven that American manufacturing can work, that we can make stuff here in America that not only Americans want to buy, but people all around the world want to buy. What it does require is investments in our people, and it means also restructuring how manufacturing operates so that we're at the cutting edge.
And Jeff, you got to be a little bit impressed that he knew the Sterling Heights plant in Hamtramck. I mean, you got to be a little impressed he knew that off the top of his head, don't you think?
I would assume he does some research beforehand.
Yeah, but still, think about being the president of the United States and all the crap that you have to know. I mean, think about that for a minute. That he would, off the top of his head, know that. I'm impressed. I'm just impressed. All right, we're going to break for the top of the hour. I'm going to go refill my coffee while you guys do that as well. And then we've got another hour, just us, and looking forward to that. A lot more to get to. Go to First Shift, the Facebook. First Shift is what you're looking for. The poll question is, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? We'll update you on that on the other side. A lot to get to this morning. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update still moving along very nicely. Drivers coming in on M10 Northwestern Lodge off of 696, heading down towards the Southfield Freeway. That looks good there, although with the Southfield Freeway being closed, we always see a little hesitation there. As you head in toward the Wyoming Curve and the Davison, a little busier making your way down toward downtown.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 75. Right now, Metro Airport, overcast and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, Mitt Romney might be wearing the bullseye at the CNN Republican presidential debate in Manchester, New Hampshire, tonight. Seven candidates will fill the stage, but CNN's Paul Steinhauser says Romney is the early frontrunner.
Mitt Romney definitely has a home field advantage here in New Hampshire. Remember, he was governor of neighboring Massachusetts. Boston's media market covers most of the southern part of New Hampshire, which is where most of the population is. And you look at any public opinion poll of New Hampshire Republicans and independents, who's on the top? By far, ahead of everybody else, Mitt Romney.
And in fact, a CNN opinion research poll released hours before the debate shows 4 in 10 Republicans think Romney will most likely get the nomination. Thousands of people who had to leave their homes because of the huge wildfire in eastern Arizona are being allowed to return. Most can't wait to go back, but others are worried about the thick smoke in the area.
Maybe it is a little too soon. There's some concerns about the smoke or the winds dying down, so the smoke's settling more in town.
Three earthquakes rocked Christchurch, New Zealand, which is still recovering from a quake that killed more than 180 people back in February. Mayor Bob Parker says it's a tough time for the city.
The damage that's in front of them is just another job that has to be done. They pick themselves up, and we continue to move forward as a city, doing the best we can in absolutely extraordinary times.
Some injuries are reported, and the quakes knocked out power and phone lines. Dallas isn't the only place where people are celebrating the Mavericks NBA title. Fans in Cleveland are also happy. Former Cavs star LeBron James didn't win.
I'm a Mavalier fan. We hate LeBron. Go Mavs! Woo!
The Mavs beat the Heat 105-95 last night to win the finals in six games. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Citigroup is now explaining to outspoken critics why it took 3 weeks to reveal the 200,000 customer card accounts had been hacked. The company says it was conducting an internal investigation and it was producing replacement cards. Citi tells the Wall Street Journal the investigation began within 24 hours of the breach's discovery in May and that it also quickly turned the matter over to authorities. Several unnamed big banks are preparing to decrease their use of U.S. Treasury bonds. That's according to the Financial Times, which reports the banks are planning for a possible scenario in which Congress fails to act on raising the U.S. debt ceiling and the government begins defaulting on its obligations. Losses for markets in Tokyo and London. U.S. stock futures are higher, S&P futures gaining 3. Crude oil futures moving in a direction favorable to those who like less expensive oil. In early trades, crude down more than a dollar to right about $98 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Hey folks, sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, here's today's question. Record show Iron Jacket had only one granddaughter. What was her name? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
We're mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data
while paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000.
It can simplify storage management
and improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, the 13th day of May. It's not May, it's June. Going back in time. Anyway, a pleasure to be with you. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We're focusing on the economy today, our discussion on the economy today, and our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is quite simple. If the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? And the economy and jobs is running away with it for those that have already rung in on the poll. You can also, by the way, send an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, or you can call the show to vote. If the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? And 888-552-3595 is our number, 888-552-3595, and then tony@thetonyshow.org. As we were in the last hour, and if you're just joining us, we've been playing some, we played some audio from President Obama's discussion with Devin Scillian on WDIV yesterday on Flashpoint. And, it's clear the president understands what's going on, and it's clear that it is about the economy. You know, and Jeff, as you and I were talking before the show, and even a little bit in the last hour, and in the email exchange that we had last evening, you know, we can take the big moments of any presidency. The death of Osama bin Laden would be one of those issues where you'd go, wow, you know, the president gets credit for that. You know, as an electorate, I think that we pretty quickly forget about that kind of stuff. I mean, we don't forget about it, but it doesn't become the reason we elect or reelect a president, in my opinion. You know, that's my opinion.
I think it gets lost because no matter what election you're talking about, the opposing party, the party who doesn't have their president in office, will find something else to hammer on. And sure, they'll be like, yeah, okay, great. You found, you got the bin Laden situation under control. But there's always this going on. And if jobs would have been fixed, or if the job rate would have, or the unemployment rate would have been declining, and yet bin Laden was still out there, well, national security would have been the big issue. Why can't he defend our country? Why can't we all be secure because of national security? And that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of get into this, is what is the hot button topic, not nationally, but how about, you know, here in Michigan? What's the one thing that people want to see fixed first, or what's the number one issue Michiganders have right now that they need to see fixed?
Well, and certainly, Jeff, we're going to discuss this a little bit with Mark Brewer a little bit later on in the program today, because it is about the economy, it is about jobs, and as you know, Governor Snyder has said he's not going to worry about jobs till next year. And, I mean, that's his quote. He's going to worry about jobs next year. I'm sure the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party will have something to say about that. I have something to say about that, Jeff. You have something to say about that. I mean, you and I are fortunate. You know, we've got a job. We're getting by. We're doing fine. But that doesn't mean everybody is, as we know. I'm sure you've got friends. I have friends. I have neighbors that aren't doing well, that were doing well. And this is a big, big problem. And so the other question, and I always go back to my friend Kathleen Law on this issue, because she's the first one to always say government doesn't create jobs. And I do believe that. Government does not create jobs, but they do create the environment and they do create the policy that makes the country more job friendly. That's number one. Number two, part of the disservice that has been done to this country repeatedly is the Republican message machine. Now, Jeff, just stay with me for a moment on this because it may get a little lost, but I'm headed somewhere, I promise. When we think about message, the way that we're dialogued to by politicians, whether it's locally, at the statewide level, at the federal level, it really doesn't matter. The bottom line is they expect you to believe what they say. And as voters, you normally do. Here's the difference. The difference is if you're a Democrat, if a Republican says it, you don't believe it. If you're a Republican and a Democrat says it, you don't believe it. That's just part of the game. It's also a big part of the problem because somebody has got to be telling the truth. Now, I say on this program every single day that I'm telling you the truth and that I want you, I'm begging you to fact check me. And most of you don't. In fact, Jeff, I'm sure you've noticed we're getting more and more conservative callers as every week goes by. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
Okay. And we're also getting more and more of the emailers that are, constantly laughing at me, through their emails or through their phone calls telling me, oh, we got you on this. And the problem is you're taking the talking points that you're hearing from Limbaugh or Hannity or Glenn Beck or whoever you're getting your information from. And fundamentally, they're not telling you the truth. They're not. Now, that's not to say that that CNN or MSNBC is telling you the truth either. I happen to independently do my own homework. It's that simple. I go out and I do my own homework. And if I said last week that we were better off before Reagan than after Reagan, and then, some of you cleverly thought you had me on the tax issue. You didn't. Because the facts, as I said, backed me that we were better under, before Reagan, when the wealthier amongst us were paying more, when corporations were paying a legitimate tax, and by the way, very profitable at the same time. It has only been since this conservative mantra of lowering taxes to create trickle down. Now, Jeff and I have not talked about this previous to right now. I don't know how much Jeff knew about trickle-down economics before he began working on this show. I know how he feels about it now. So let me ask you, Jeff, very simply. Did you know much about trickle-down before you started working on the program?
A little. I've learned a lot, though.
All right. Does trickle-down economics, in your opinion, after what you've been able, and I know you've done some work on this, do you believe trickle-down economics is the answer to solving our economic ills?
That's laughable.
Okay.
It does not. And the funny thing is people want to talk about jobs. Here's the thing. If you just give corporations money or you just give them tax breaks, they get money without having to produce a product. They're not going to, it's not going to trickle down at all. That goes straight into their pockets. Now, what I've been reading anyway, is you got to give people money so they spend money on products, thereby creating, a need for products to be made, thereby creating jobs. That's how I think jobs would be created.
You'll remember, Jeff, a few years back, President George W. Bush gave all taxpayers a stimulus check. Do you remember that? Everybody got a stimulus check. Everybody did. Whether it was $1,500 or $3,000, it was, based on how much income you had. But this was back in, I want to say, 2008. 2007. George Bush gave everybody in the country a stimulus check. You didn't hear the taxpayers bitching and moaning about that one. And that, of course, was to do what? That was so that you would go out and spend that money. Here was the problem with that. A lot of people, Jeff, took that money and paid down debt. And that's not what it was supposed to be for. The president wanted you to go get more credit. He wanted you to go spend it on, shoes and groceries, not on paying down your debt. So it didn't work the way that the country had hoped it would. Then you send me, and this is a very related topic, then you send me a piece from the Dayton Daily News yesterday. And I was going to make this our poll question, but I realized that there's no way that would have been unfair to do it. But the poll, the article is titled, In a Pinch, Half of U.S. Family Can't Find $2,000. And Jeff, here's the premise. If you had a family emergency and you needed $2,000, and you had 30 days, would you be able to find $2,000? In this survey, half of the families would not be able to come up with $2,000 in 30 days. Now, what does that tell us? I mean, that tells us a lot, but, you know, what does that tell you?
We're built on debt. We're built on credit.
And that's a damn shame. And again, it's obvious why I didn't make that the poll question, because I, you know, can't imagine somebody self-identifying themselves as being in that situation. But I'm asking this audience right now, and I'd love to hear from you, maybe not you, maybe someone you know, but think about this. If you were to have an emergency and needed $2,000, would you be able to come with up that money in 30 days? 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Or Tony at thetonyshow.org. This may be one of those where we get more emails than phone calls. But I'm curious. I'm curious. And I believe that this is an issue that will grow as Republicans are attacking the middle class. We see it done here in Michigan. We know what's happening in Wisconsin. We know what's happening in Ohio. We know what's happening in Florida. We know what's happening in Tennessee. We know what's happening in Alabama. I mean, these things we definitively know. We definitively know in Tennessee this is going on. There is an New Jersey. Now there's the one, Chris Christie. That governor is as whacked out as Governor Snyder is. By the way, Jeff, he this weekend very publicly said that his number one agenda right now is to privatize education. Privatize public education. That is his number one goal in the state of New Jersey.
Would that help pay for more helicopter rides?
It probably will. It probably will. I know this. This country is sick. This country is ill, and it needs help. And what it needs for us to all stand up. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about what I said at the 14th District Democratic Club meeting on Saturday morning. You're not doing enough. Folks, you're just not. And I'm not criticizing you, but you're not doing enough. 888-552-3595. Come on. Let's get on the phone. Let's talk about this. The economy's in shambles. What are we going to do to fix it? I'm Tony Trupiano, Jeff Radford. Todd is with us as well. This is For a Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an earlier vehicle fire, 75 southbound near Dix Toledo. As you're heading in toward Downriver, looks like that has cleared. We're seeing traffic clearing for those coming in from Outer Drive and Southfield Road heading down past Dix. 75 southbound, seeing the busy, slow going coming in from 12 Mile down to about 696, down to about 9 Mile. If you're on the Ruther westbound, you're already seeing it coming in from Cousins in toward 75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 74, tonight partly cloudy, a low 55, tomorrow mostly sunny and a high near 75. Right now partly cloudy, 57 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross, you're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Congratulations on landing the job! I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard's is a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Reach is within BlackBerry.
Wait, that's my future? What about romance, career?
Hey, not my forte. But the Reach MD free medical radio app for busy medical professionals is now available for BlackBerry users. Just download and register for free. Reach MD will help your job, save you time, give you wonderful life.
Wait, how did you know I was in medicine?
I also know you sing shotguns in the shower.
Wow, you're good.
Visit ReachMD.com. XM167. Reaching and teaching medical professionals.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, and good morning to all of you. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. The Facebook First Shift question of the day: if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? These are the ones that are getting a response. It's the economy, jobs in the economy. So I guess that's basically one and the same. The youth, education cannot be ignored. Protecting constitutional rights, and then somebody put eliminating stupid from the economy because it says it's the economy stupid, which is just a phrase, a turn of a phrase. Anyway, the reality is we have serious problems that we are not dealing with in this country. And part of the challenge there is the political divide that we have so perfectly created nationally and statewide and locally. And we don't seem to understand that we do have much more in agreement than not in agreement. But at the end of the day, what is being accomplished? And at this point, there's nothing. Now, I said, and I'm going to get into this now. I believe, and I talked about this briefly last week, I believe the Democrats absolutely do a horrendous job at message. I don't think they're good messengers. I don't think they're good at grabbing a message and then delivering that message and then making sure that it has impact and then holding on to that message and not letting go. The Republicans are masterful at this. They know how to name things. They know how to dialogue about it. They speak with great confidence. Listen to any Republican talk about trickle-down economics. It is almost impossible not to believe in trickle-down when you hear them talk about it, even though every word that's coming out of their mouth is nothing but an utter bold-faced lie. Yet, man, they sure make it sound right. Democrats don't do that well. And they're always on defense, rarely on offense. I mean, Democrats really, really need to change their game. This is something that I have been barking at them about for years now. Years. I will never forget in the middle of the Kerry Edwards campaign, the whole Swift Boat thing happened, and I was part of a group of journalists that was on a conference call every single day with the Kerry campaign. And we were begging them to address the Swift Boat issue, which had a major impact on that election. And they wouldn't dialogue. Oh, just ignore it. No, Democrats, you can no longer ignore what the people want to know about. That's the bottom line. We can't ignore what people want to know. And Democrats are bad at this. I mean, they're really bad at it. Your thoughts, 888-552-3595. Let us go to the phones now and welcome Amir in Detroit. Amir, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, just wanted to agree with you about Democrats messaging is sloppy, just like with this Anthony Weiner. Why are we out messaging just like that about all the Republican policies to destroy America? And you want to get the economy going back? Yes, is the economy stupid? Tax rich people. I'm telling people, just like you said about the Reagan tax cuts and the trickle-down economics, I put another thing to a guy at my job who's a stern Republican. I said, and I remember back in the 70s and 80s, you had the company picnics, the bonuses, the Christmas parties. I said, as the tax breaks went down for the rich, so did those go out the window for all the working class people.
Well, there's
those
no
are just actual facts.
Yeah, you know, Amir, all the Democrats have to do, buddy, is just take the facts and dialogue about them. Just take the facts and dialogue about them. That's
just like
simple.
They did about Anthony Weiner.
Yeah,
the push it out just like they did with this issue about Anthony Weiner. They don't push issues like that. That's the big problem when you say messaging. They do not push those issues out.
No question. And it's 100% true. And Amir, thank you for your thoughts on that. I mean, it is fundamentally a truth within the Democratic Party. They are not great at message. And it's not even that, you know, as an example, you know, like find a topic. I don't care what the topic is. Let's say it's about job creation. And people are going to say, well, you know, President Obama hasn't created jobs. Well, he's created more jobs in the first 2 years than George Bush did his entire 8 years in office. Now, I know that to be a fact. You know that to be a fact. But at the end of the day, the Democrats don't dialogue about that. They just assume we'll know it. During the whole first, the 2010 to the 2008 to 2010 election cycle, Republicans did nothing but beat up on the president. Talked about death panels and they lied nonstop, lied consistently. And not one Democrat stood up and said anything but, you know what, we don't have time for that. Let's talk about how we fix it. Well, you know what? The American people were listening to the Republicans. They didn't want to hear about how to fix it. They wanted to hear something that they never got to hear because the Democrats never said it. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Amory in Canton. Amory, a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. I guess the big thing that Democrats need to do is not only work on their messaging, but in terms of with these next elections coming up, look at maybe hiring a PR firm to work with them and concentrate that effort. Because they have some good thoughts. It's just like, you know, Obama right now, he's done some great things, but it's not out there as to how important it is.
Anne-Marie, don't you find it a little confusing? That, I mean, we've got political strategists. We have, you know, the messaging experts. We've got, you know, listen, anything the Republicans have, the Democrats have. Yet the Democrats don't seem to be nearly as effective at message. And I just don't get it.
Well, either we don't have the right strategist helping us or the Democrats aren't listening. Because you have to have a unified lockstep message like the Republicans, unfortunately.
Well, you're right. I mean, you are right there. And listen, it's Anne-Marie, all we have to do is focus on the truth because we do have the truth on our side. Sometimes we just keep forgetting that. If we were to just, Anne-Marie, focus on the truth and deliver, and that's a deliverable. The truth is a good deliverable. If we would just focus on that and consistently deliver it, listen, when you think about great orators in political history, most of them are Democrats. So it's not like we can't passionately discuss this stuff. We just don't. I find it very confusing.
We don't. And perception is reality, unfortunately. And that's why you have to keep just saying the same things and get on one thing. Unfortunately, we as Democrats tend to be too scattered, I think.
Yeah, well, Anne-Marie, thank you for the call. You said it perfectly. You absolutely said it perfectly. We are too scattered. You know, we find a handful of issues. We stick to those issues. We win. This is not a difficult formula. 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. Cliff, I'm going to ask you to stay on hold because we got to get to the break. I don't want to cut you short, so stay where you're at, buddy, and I will come right back to you. Again, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? the economy and jobs running away with it. And it should. And it should. But we're also talking about messaging. Because economy and jobs always seem to be the election issue. What are we not getting? What are we not getting? That's the question. All right? 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. Detroit's only progressive talk show is right here on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, it's getting busier along I-96 eastbound. Drivers trying to come in toward Wixom and Novi, trying to get onto 275 south or making your way further east on 696 or even going out onto M5. It actually looks pretty good, but again, getting busier on the eastbound side of 96. Drivers through the interchange with 96, 14, and 275, we're doing okay through there. Again, a few pockets of heavy traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 75. Right now, partly cloudy, 57 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
The last 3 weeks have been filled with a great deal of tough talk from the AFL-CIO toward Democrats. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka started the tough talk at the National Press Club in May when he said labor organizations would be spending the summer holding elected leaders in Congress accountable for how they approach issues important to working families. Trumka went farther in a speech on Tuesday in front of National Nurses United. He said unions under the AFL-CIO umbrella aren't interested in supporting a single party. They are interested in electing leaders who will stop the wrecking ball heading toward working family interests. That message was amplified on Friday when AFL-CIO Special Policy Counsel Damon Silvers sent a warning directly to Senate Banking Committee Chair, South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson. According to the Huffington Post, Silvers told the Social Investment Forum conference that if Johnson allows new executive pay regulations to be weakened, he should consider the recent history of Blanche Lincoln. The AFL-CIO helped run a Democrat against Lincoln, triggering a primary election. While Lincoln was triumphant in that election, the labor organization takes partial credit for Lincoln losing the general election. Meanwhile, the Service Employee International Union is launching a new Republican Political Action Committee. Doug Cunningham has more.
SEIU says it's an effort to enable working families to regain a voice within the Republican Party in California, a voice SEIU says has been drowned out by a minority of extremists. SEIU says the Golden California Committee will work to elect legislative Republicans who, quote, share the moderate values that once made the California GOP strong, end quote. Among those values, SEIU says, are rewarding hard work, investing in quality schools, colleges, and infrastructure, and doing right by children and seniors. SEIU Republican members, representing what the SEIU says are its 87,000 registered Republicans in California, are launching the Political Action Committee. SEIU says new legislative district lines and primary election reforms will present a new political landscape in California, and the union says that will increase opportunities to make working family voices heard within the Republican Party. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hope your Monday morning is going along smoothly. Listen, it is about the economy. There's no question that's true. Our poll question of the day on Facebook, just search First Shift. The election were to be held tomorrow. What's the number one issue? Jobs and the economy ringing true. 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones and welcome a very patient Cliff to the program. Cliff in Flat Rock listening to First Shift. Appreciate you staying on hold there for so long. Cliff, what's on your mind?
Hey, no problem, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to talk a little bit about the economy, and I have basically two things to say. One, I think you might agree, and the other, I'm sure you won't. The first thing is I believe that the problem, one of the big problems with the economy, especially in Michigan, is the fact that free trade just doesn't work, and both parties have pushed it for a very long time.
I agree with you on that.
And I don't understand why both the Republicans and the Democrats push free trade as if it's something that does work, when it clearly doesn't, because there's countries all over the world that can and do produce products cheaper than we'll ever be able to, unless we end up with wages like they have.
Well, you know, and what part am I not supposed to be agreeing with here, Cliff?
Pardon me?
I said, what part was I not going to agree with?
Economic theory. You know, when you speak of trickle-down economics, what I believe you're talking about is Austrian economics. And what is being tried right now by the Obama administration is the same thing that was tried by the Roosevelt administration, which is Keynesian economics. And I believe that during the Roosevelt administration, it was proved to not work, where the government spends massive amounts of money to try to put people back to
work.
Yeah,
and you're right. You're right. We're not going to agree on that. We're not going to agree on that because, you know, without the New Deal, God only knows where this country would be today from an infrastructure standpoint alone, but not to mention what it did for jobs and the economy, because it did stimulate the economy. And although the TARP program, which is what you're talking about right now, which is Obama's program, hasn't worked nearly as well as we would have hoped or as quickly as we would have hoped, Cliff, it actually gave us something that nobody else could at this point. And so this is what needs to be fixed. I appreciate the call, Cliff, a great deal. But, yeah, you're right. We definitely don't agree on that. Listen, I don't have the answers, but I know that what's happening now isn't working the way it should be, but the Republican way of doing it is definitely, we already know that's not working.
Isn't it a blanket statement, too? Like, both sides have this blanket statement of, like, Democrats want to spend more and Republicans want to cut spending. And really what the issue should be is smart spending. Put money where, it, you know, put it in a spot where it actually helps things and not just, you know, throw money at it. And then on the other side, you can't just cut money from programs that actually need it.
Well, you know, that's, we call that the Radfarian or the Radfordian philosophy.
Let's hope that catches on.
The Radfordian philosophy. Yeah, you know, yes. Both sides are, again, we're talking about message. Both sides are really getting that message wrong. There's no question that's true. Both sides are terribly getting that message wrong. We do need to cut. We see that. The Medicaid, Medicare program, Social Security, there are things we need to look at, we need to modify, and we need to taper that in. But trickle-down's not going to do it. Keynesian is not going to do it either. We need to find some hybrid form. But we do know that prior to Ronald Reagan's, you know, tax cut trickle-down, this country was financially sound. The middle class was thriving. Unions thriving. Almost 30% of all homes in 1980 were union household. Today, 11%. That's bad. And we need to reverse that. I mean, we need more union households in this country. There's no question that's true. All right, let's go to Jim in Redford. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Jim, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to suggest a couple of things. One, I heard you talking about the free trade. Well, Clinton bought into the DLC. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, the Democratic Leadership Council.
Which is, you know, like the left hand of Wall Street.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, Jim. Not a big fan of the DLC at all.
Right. Me either. First of all, the Democratic Party has no party discipline. If you you have to keep these people in line. It's like herding cats, as the old saying goes. And they're not unified. The Republicans are. They walk in lockstep. They're very, very unified. They're coherent. They have a complete message. If we're going to have any kind of message, it has to be the truth, but it has to be a lot louder. We have to be able to project it.
Jim, you and I are in a total agreement on everything. You know, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the best talk show host in the world, because I'm not. I'm not going to tell you I'm the best communicator in the world. I'm not. But I will tell you this. I am consistent. You know what you get from me every single day, Jim. That's because I take the time and I do my homework. I'll give you a chance here in just a second. The Democrats need to not only talk a little louder, they need to be a little bit smarter about this, and they better start now or they're going to lose this 2012 election, buddy.
I agree. I would suggest that just as something to ponder over, read Machiavelli's The Prince and then overlay that with the writings of Joseph Goebbels.
Huh.
And you'll see what I think is the modus operandi of the Republican Party.
I don't disagree with that. I want to thank you, Jim, for your call. We just have full phone lines right now. I want to make sure we can get as many calls in as possible. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tony Truppiano. It is a Monday morning. I'm glad you're with us. The economy, the message, what is it for you? The First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. If the election were to be held tomorrow, what's the number one issue? 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let us now go to the phones and welcome Joe in Clinton Township. Joe, a pleasure to have you on the show today. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. I think the messaging problem is truly a result of the fairness doctrine. I mean, if you really think about it, there are so many conservative radio talk shows on the radio that's why I'm thankful that number one, 1310 is here in the Detroit area, and that you're one of the spokesmen. We need more people like you, and we need more owners to offer liberal viewpoints. You know, if you tell a lie enough, people will start believing that lie, and I think that's one of the upmanships that the Republican Party has in the fact that they have so many conservative talk show hosts.
Well, and Joe, as you also know, you know, in the lack, you know, if we're lacking in leadership, people will follow anybody that pretends to lead.
Exactly.
And the Republicans are really good at pretending to lead.
Well, and that's why I think you're such an important voice in the Detroit area. You do your homework. And you know, I'm not afraid to say I'm a liberal, and I think you're a perfect example of the type of liberal that we need to get the message out there. Not only the message, but instructing people. I mean, teaching them what's truly going on.
And that is, and I want to thank you for your call, Joe. That is exactly what we are trying to do on a daily basis on this program, is to empower people with truth, to deliver it consistently and honestly, and to give you an opportunity to test me when you believe I'm wrong. That is the basic tenet of this program. And I believe that we're doing a pretty damned good job of delivering on that on every single day. And this is not possible, even this show, without the support of labor unions and people like Joe and Marianne, who's on hold, and Earl, who's on hold, and everybody else that's called this morning. It's about believing in what we know can be true. All right, Radford, how much time do I have before the break? I just need to know if I should get to the next call. 2 minutes. Let's go to Marianne, listening in Farmington Hills. Marianne, welcome to First Shift. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Marianne. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Yes, I agree with Joe, the previous caller, on, you know, how the, you know, we have more of a corporate media than we do. I don't know what people mean when they say mainstream media. I think that really throws people off when they say mainstream. We do have a corporate media, and like Joe was saying, it's due to the Fairness Doctrine and the Telecommunications Act, and that was both with Reagan and Clinton. I think that they kind of dissolved any kind of fairness in terms of when you give a position. You know, we used to have, when I was growing up, someone gave a position and then you'd have another one, you know, brought up right after that.
Right.
And, yeah, we didn't have as much in terms of religious shows and all that. I never remember growing up hearing as many of these religious, you know, type programs.
Oh,
and,
Marianne,
also, though, I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go on, Marianne.
Oh, and I do believe that, although I do believe that President Obama does have a voice, I do believe that that they would allow him to get on the air. He needs to really get on the air and message more, you know, and talk about jobs and all that. I think that's his, it would really be great if he did that. I think he could push that and they would put him on the air.
Marianne, let me say this while I've got you with me. Let me say this. Mm-hmm. I think you and I would be in agreement on this. And if I'm wrong, you'll correct me. Whoever they are that tell this president what to do, they need to shut up and let him be Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to let him talk. They need to let him reach out. They need to let him be the president we elected him to be. They need to stop strategizing for him. They need to let him talk.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. My very thought.
All right. Yeah, Marianne, I appreciate your call. They just need to let the man alone. Let him talk. He doesn't need spin doctors. He doesn't need advisors. He doesn't need consultants. He needs his voice. Let the president talk. All right, Earl, stay where you're at. We're coming to you next. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Is it about the economy? Is it about the message? I know one thing, it's about each and every one of us. We have a stake in what's going on. We'll be back. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. To participate in McDonald's.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call 1-800-800-2727. Ask for our convenient mobile service and we'll come to you.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give them a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock in the next hour. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, will be with us. And Susan Spencer talking about the NFL labor strike and what if there's an update, what's going on. She's a former general manager with the Philadelphia Eagles, and so we'll be interested to hear from her. In the meantime, we have been open lines in this hour, 888-552-3595. It's about the economy. It's about the message, that's for sure. And the question on Facebook today, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? And the issues that have votes are the economy, jobs in the economy, the youth education cannot be ignored, protecting constitutional rights, Wall Street reform is a fairly recent one, and eliminating stupid from the economy. Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. Again, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's welcome Earl in Ypsilanti to First Shift. Earl, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, Tony, great conversation. You know, the playbook, we could steal a page from the playbook of the Republicans of 2010. They kept asking, where are the jobs, where are the jobs, where are the jobs? Well, here we are 6 months into having a Republican-controlled House of Representatives, and they have not introduced one single jobs bill. They are fighting and costing jobs across this country. It's kind of like blocking the fire department from a burning house and then asking the fire department, why did the house burn down?
You said that perfectly. And, Earl, don't you wonder, Earl, at some level, where are the Democrats? Let's talk about messaging now. Where are the Democrats on this job issue? Why are they not screaming and hollering from the rooftops, where are the jobs bills?
Well, you know, Will Rogers said it best. He said, I'm not a member of an organized party. I'm a Democrat. You know, we have so many different factions that, you know, the look at the two turncoats that voted against ending the subsidies to the oil companies because they came from oil-producing states. You know, if you recall a couple of calls back talking about the fairness doctrine, you know, every Sunday, the talking heads up by about 3-1. Conservatives outnumber the liberals and progressives by about 3-1 to get their message out there.
Yeah, and Earl, somebody posted on the Facebook page. Let me just read it verbatim. It says, the Democrats can shout as loud as they care to, but without more outlets, the program in the public interest, or outlets like this, it will be for naught. Agree wholeheartedly with the present caller. Basically, what she's saying is, you know, it's great to have First Shift on the air. You know, and it's great to have 1310. We need more of us, and I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. And one more point before I go. Yesterday I don't even know the man's name. He was a conservative consultant, and he was out there making the claim that Barack Obama has cost this economy 2 million jobs, and he went on to say how his policies, his spending, he's going to spend more than every president from Washington up through George Bush II.
Which is a
lie.
And
nobody countered that.
It's a lie. And Earl, thank you. You're talking about Dick Morris, who has been, the mouthpiece, the former Democrat, former advisor to Bill Clinton. Dick Morris has been in the state a bit lately. He has beat up on Governor Snyder, saying he's not conservative enough. Dick Morris is, of course, known for his sexual immoral behavior. Of course, he's now a hardcore conservative Tea Party guy who gets paid a lot of money to be wrong because he's wrong on just about everything. And, yep, he was out there, you know, bad-mouthing. In fact, when asked if President Obama could be reelected, he said, not a chance, not a chance. So that means he's got a good chance. And, he gets paid a lot of money to talk. And the Tea Party folks just love him because he'll say, and he's a shill, he'll say exactly what people want said, and he'll say it to an extreme, and, of course, people get off on that.
Did you see, I don't know if you happen to saw this, Tony, did you see the cover of The Economist?
No.
It's a giant picture of Obama looking down at a group of, you know, five, six Republican presidential hopefuls, I suppose. And the caption is, and I could lose to one of you, or something along those lines, where it's like, you know, he's the head figure. Republicans are running around trying to find somebody to go against him, and because of what is perceived about the economy, he's actually like, should I be worried about one of you? Well, I mean, they can't even find a candidate.
Absolutely. You know what? The president does need to be concerned about whoever it is. I'm not gonna disrespect that group, except to say none of them can beat him at this point, and I don't care that there's a poll that's within the margin of error, by the way, Jeff, that shows that Mitt Romney's ahead of Obama. It doesn't matter this far out of the election. That's not, I mean, that works for Romney to help him raise money. But doesn't it say something new that Mitt Romney is the front runner? I mean, doesn't that in and of itself say something about the field? I think it does.
And it'll be interesting. Our next guest has some things to say about that.
Absolutely, yeah. Mark Brewer will have plenty to say about that. But, you know, as we look at the response, Jeff, we've had in the last hour about this thing we call messaging. And it is disturbing to me at some level that the Democrats are not better at message, because it just seems so simplistic, doesn't it? But it's not as simple as we're making it sound, of course. But it doesn't help when the majority of the media, especially on radio, is so conservative and is able to effectively deliver. Listen, it would take me 5 years to reach as many people as Rush Limbaugh does in 30 days. I mean, let's just be honest about it. In contrast to Rush Limbaugh, I don't reach 1/100th, 1/1000th of what he does on a daily basis. That doesn't matter, though. It's not the size of the audience that matters to me, Jeff. What matters to me is that the audience that I have understands the truth. And that, you know, we can grow at that level. Look at what, you know, you and I were talking on, I don't know, I think it was Friday, whatever day it was, doesn't matter, about, you know, do you think the show's doing well? Do you think it's growing? You know, we can only base that, you know, and God bless Bill Press, who you and I both have a lot of respect for. You know, it was time for a local program. We needed something locally. That's why I'm here. So this is no disrespect to Bill Press. Bill Press wasn't kicked off the air. But, you know, you wonder. You sit here and you wonder, you know, because we take this seriously. We do this job for a reason. It's not just to collect a paycheck. And you wonder, is the show growing? Well, you know, we can look at data, Jeff, as we have. We look at our podcast downloads. We look at how many people listen live. We look at who's listening to us. You know, recently, Interlochen, for whatever reason, a lot of people in Interlochen are now listening to the show. You know, up north, Mesick, Alpena. Certainly in the Lansing area, we have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of listeners outside of our normal terrestrial audience. A lot of them. You know, to me, that's exciting, bud. That's exciting. And it's nice to know that people are listening. You have nothing to say about that?
I'm excited. Alpena, go Alpena. How's that?
I'm dancing. I'm digging this music. By the way, I did get an email the other day that people are liking the bumper music you're putting in.
We got to put some more in, too.
All right.
I'm a big Motown guy, so hopefully we'll find some more of that.
I hear you. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. All right. Mark Brewer, after we take this break, I'm Tony Truppiano. It is a Monday morning, a glorious Monday morning. I'm pleased to be with you. Glad that you're with me. Let's take a break here on First Shift. Don't punch out quite yet. We got another hour to do. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Our total traffic update includes getting busier, even more so. 75 southbound coming in from 14 Mile Road down to about 9 Mile. Northbound also picking up coming into the 696 interchange. If you're on the roof, they're coming off of 94. Not too bad through there. Then a few pockets of the heavier traffic as you get closer out toward Mound, trying to get to the Quinder and I-75. Coming in eastbound 696 as you make your way off of 96 to 75 M5. That's getting a little bit busier.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 75. Right now, partly cloudy, 57 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, things are getting a little better in Arizona. CNN's Greg Black has an update on the big wildfire that's been burning for more than 2 weeks.
They still have a long way to go, but Fire Information Officer Karen Takai says they're finally starting to get a handle on the big fire.
Containment today, 10%. So we're looking good. We're going forward.
That's almost double what they were reporting earlier in the weekend. But the best news came for thousands of evacuees who are now being allowed to return to their homes at their own risk. Fire crews are warning them that smoke from the fire is still pretty thick, thick enough to pose a serious health hazard for anyone breathing it. Greg Black, CNN.
Frontrunner Mitt Romney could be the target of criticism at the CNN Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire tonight. Seven candidates will be on stage, but early polls show Romney in the lead. Democratic leaders want Congressman Anthony Weiner to resign, but so far he's only going on a leave of absence. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports on what Weiner is telling Democrats about his plans.
The Democratic source tells CNN that Weiner doesn't want to make a decision about his future until his wife, a longtime aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they return from a trip in Africa. And that's scheduled, we're told, to be Thursday.
The prosecution could wrap up its case at the Casey Anthony murder trial in Florida this week. An insect expert testified over the weekend. Tiny flies found in the trunk of Anthony's car indicate the body of her 2-year-old daughter Kaylee was in there for several days. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is pledging $1 billion to help a program to vaccinate children in poor countries.
It's incredible value. It utterly changes a country to have the newest vaccines saving children's lives.
The British government is also pledging more than $1 billion. I'm Bill Caiaccio. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
The headquarters of Timberland will remain in New Hampshire, even after VF Corporation is finished acquiring it. The two companies announcing a deal this morning in which VF, parent of North Face, Nautica, Lee Jeans, and several other apparel brands, will acquire Timberland for $2 billion. The deal is expected to close at the end of the third quarter. Also in the deal universe this morning, Wendy's Arby's Group is selling Arby's, an investment group led by Rourke Capital to acquire Arby's for $430 million. That deal is also expected to close in the third quarter. The company, formed by a merger of two bakery-heavy restaurant chains 5 years ago, is now in bankruptcy court. Perkins Marie Callender has filed for Chapter 11 protection. Lenders, including a division of Wells Fargo, are offering financing. The company's debt exceeds assets by $150 million. Stock futures up, S&P futures gaining 3 points, NASDAQ futures up 1, Dow futures up more than 30. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Hey, folks. Sound like fun? This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, here's today's question. Record show Iron Jacket had only one granddaughter. What was her name? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free.
1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
And good morning, good Monday morning to each and every one of you. Tony Tripiano with you. Extraordinary morning weather-wise, and the show has been humming along at breakneck pace. And we've got a lot to get to yet a little later on in this hour. Susan Spencer will be joining us, an attorney and former general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, will be with us to update us on the labor strike in the NFL. We cover all labor, folks. Yep, even football. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Want to remind you very quickly before I get to my guest that if you want to join us at any time throughout the show today, the toll-free number is 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And I do not want to forget to mention that, and I'm grateful and was honored to be invited to the mighty 14th Democratic Club meeting on Saturday morning. Rick Blocker, my union brother, who is the chairman of the 14th District, was kind enough to invite me out. It was good to see my dear friend, Congressman John Conyers, Representative Harvey Santana, and many others. It was an extraordinary time, a very spirited group, and I was very pleased that they invited me out to speak with them, and we'll look forward to coming back in the future. Also want to remind you that the show is now being archived at the White Rose Society, so if you go to whiterosesociety.org, you can subscribe to the show via iTunes there. I know that's something that many of you have asked about. We're still working on iHeartRadio, folks, so just going to be patient with that. And want to remind you from time to time, go check in at thetonyshow.org. There's always some features there that are not on the Facebook page. And again, our Facebook poll question of the day, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? We're going to get into that with my next guest as well. Speaking of my next guest, Jeff, go ahead and do what you do so well.
The Michigan Democratic Party chairman, Mark Brewer.
Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And let me welcome now to First Shift, or welcome back to First Shift, the chairman himself, Mark Brewer. Mark, thanks for being with us again on this Monday morning.
Good morning, Tony. Glad to be with you.
Pleasure to have you with us. Listen, you know, your communications director, John Tremontana, had sent me a link to a video at the website MichiganDems.com that I found very disturbing, Mark. You know what I'm speaking of. This most recent visit to the Mackinac Policy Conference maybe wasn't a joy for everybody, but it sure was for the governor and his pals.
Oh, yeah. No, they had a great time on Mackinac Island about a week ago now, Tony. Lots of partying over the weekend, including at the mansion. And on a video, she shows all of that. They were celebrating their $2 billion tax cut, which the rest of us and middle-class folks, school kids, everybody else in the state are going to pay for over the next several years.
Yeah, well, it's disgusting, actually, Mark. As we look at what's happening You know, I did a lot of reading this weekend. I'm looking a lot of these a lot of these elected Republicans, especially on the House side of things. And I'm wondering how many of them really don't even understand what they're voting for, Mark. You know, they're voting to cut school funding, and they don't even understand how to explain it to their own constituency.
Oh, that's right. They've got all kinds of misconceptions and stereotypes about the benefits and wages of school teachers and other public employees, about their working hours and everything else. There's no question. It's a right-wing conservative ideology, and they're just marching like lemmings. Voting that. And we saw more of it last week, Tony. There was a lot of anti-union legislation voted on in the state legislature last week. Attacks on tenure for teachers, attacks on collective bargaining rights of school employees, saying you can't bargain about this, you can't bargain about that. It's unrelenting.
It is unrelenting. And of course, Mark, you know, part of what we're trying to do here is not just talk about it, trying to figure out a way to stop it. One of the ways to do that is, of course, to make sure that we're calling and writing letters and emailing and showing up, you know, showing up at those coffees, Mark. How important is that?
And I think it's very important, Tony, that people keep the pressure up on these Republicans. You know, showing up at coffees, showing up at town halls, sending emails, sending letters. I can tell you that even though they're still keeping to the party line, they are very uncomfortable because they know that the things they're voting on are very unpopular at home. So it's critically important that people keep up that pressure.
Well, you know, I know that the Michigan Democratic Party is gearing up for the 2012 campaign, both at the state level and, of course, at the federal level. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney here in a moment. But, Mark, before we go there, I would have to think one of the issues that the state Democratic Party has to be focusing on is the school issue. It's about educating our kids. It's about taking away rights of teachers. It has to be about cutting the budget that was so, you know, that was already so thin to begin with. I would have to think that that's got to be part of our agenda, no?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the Governor Snyder talks about, you know, how we've got to invest in education, how we got to make Michigan receptive for business and jobs. Well, you don't do that by, you know, cutting education, both K-12 and at the university level. I mean, one of our big assets in this state, I think, is a well-educated workforce. We've got great public universities, but you undermine them, you destroy them by the kind of cuts that he is making. You know, and then there's just the quality of life in the state. Cut back on environmental protection, cut back on road construction, cut back on all the things that people want to come to Michigan to do. So next year's election is very much going to be about the choice. I mean, do you want the Republicans with that agenda? You know, add to that the federal agenda of destroying Medicare? Or do you want a party that's going to protect the middle class, protect people's right to collective bargain, protect public education? It's going to be a very stark choice next year.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. All right, Mark Brewer, again, my guest, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Mark, before we talk a little national politics, let's keep it statewide for a moment. We were told in the 2010 election cycle by the Republicans mostly that what they were about, you know, creating policy that would grow jobs in the state of Michigan. Then the governor tells us, Governor Snyder tells us, you know what, next year is about job creation. But, you know, Mark, the legislature doesn't have to wait for the governor's agenda. Where's the Republican agenda on job creation?
There isn't one, Tony. I mean, there's not a single piece of legislation that's either been introduced or passed which has created jobs. In fact, much the opposite. You know, one of the first things they did was eliminate item pricing, which is a very important consumer protection law where you've got to have the price on each individual item in a store. That destroyed jobs. Then they got rid of or substantially reduced the film incentives. That has destroyed hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs in the state. All these things are going to lead to layoffs, you know, in the public sector. Every school district in the state is looking at large layoffs of teachers and other personnel. So it's been a very much an anti-jobs agenda, not a pro-jobs agenda.
Yeah, and in fact, Mark, the cuts in education also has impacted jobs to a great degree. We're not talking about just teachers losing their jobs. We're talking about support personnel losing their jobs.
Oh, that's right. I mean, there's a lot of very important people that work in our schools beyond the teachers, you know, who drive the kids in the buses, who feed them during the day who keep the schools safe and clean, you know, who provide all these important supports so that the kids and the teachers can learn. And there are going to be massive layoffs among those people as well.
All right, so let's take it now just one step further. And I don't mean, actually, I do mean to keep on beating up on the Republicans. Mark, you just mentioned some legislation that passed last week. One of them that says, you know, if we if a collective bargaining agreement expires, that we no longer have to do, we can no longer do anything retroactive. We can no longer honor the work that those folks have given. In fact, what they're really hoping, what that legislation was really hoping to do, was to get people to leave state government altogether. Isn't that another form of job deletion as well?
Oh yeah, there's no question. But they're making it very difficult to be a public employee. They not only, you know, by taking away their bargaining rights and so forth, but also just by these attacks, these unfair attacks on public employees who do very important work. I mean, look, they, you know, not only educate our kids, they take care of us when we're sick in the hospital, nurses do, police and firefighters keep us safe. They do, they all, public employees, do very, very important work. And what the Republicans are doing is basically, you know, humiliating and denigrating those very important jobs and driving people out of public service.
Yeah, it just seems to be, Mark, to be so disrespectful. You know, we've been talking about, and earlier on in the show today, we were talking about how important collective bargaining was, especially in the auto industry, to educating the current upper middle class and an upper class in this state right now. That without so much of those collective bargaining rights, so many people wouldn't have even had the college education they have, and how they've forgotten about that legacy, Mark.
I know. You run into so many people, Tony, who say, oh, yeah, my father, my mother, you know, worked in the auto plants, or my grandparents, or my aunts and uncles. And because of the collective bargaining rights that those folks had, they created the middle class in this state, and then all of us have benefited because then their kids and grandkids were able to go to good public schools, they were able to go to good public universities, and they were able to make a middle-class life for themselves. People have forgotten all the fights, all the struggles by those folks over the last 60, 70 years that got us to where we are today.
All right, Mark Brewer, my guest. We do need to take a quick break here. When we come back, Mitt Romney, Nolan Findlay in yesterday's Detroit News said, the one thing Mitt Romney does well is create jobs. I'll bet you Mark Brewer has something to say about that. And we've got much more to get to. You'll want to stay where you're at, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after this break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update includes some slow going on any of the eastbound roadways. Looks like that sunshine is a bit of a problem, so be careful as you're coming in 94. Looks like we're slow trying to get from Michigan toward Livernois, trying to head in toward the city. And westbound 94 at Shane, an earlier accident looks like moved off to the shoulder. 275 northbound after Ford Road, an accident there moved off to the left shoulder. If you're coming in east near there on 96, again, watch for sunshine. On the Reuther eastbound, sunshine slowdowns as you're trying to head in toward M10, sometimes seeing slow traffic there because of the construction on Telegraph.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies, our high 74. Tonight we'll see clouds, a low near 55. Tomorrow more sun and a high of 75. Right now a few clouds at Metro Airport and 60 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. Mmm, the steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
In 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, is my guest. And talking now, Mitt Romney. Nolan Finley in yesterday's Detroit News had nothing but glowing things to say about Mitt Romney. In fact, agreed with Mitt Romney that, yes, he's responsible, that the president actually took Mitt Romney's advice and decided to allow General Motors and Chrysler to file bankruptcy, and that he should be proud of his job creation record. Mark, is Nolan Finley lying to us?
Well, yeah, there's so many misstatements there, Tony. It's hard to know where to start. First of all, Mitt Romney's advice was that the company should go bankrupt without any government assistance. If those companies had gone into bankruptcy without government assistance that the president very bravely provided, they would never have come out. They would have been liquidated. So for Mitt Romney to try to spin his way out of, and Nolan Finley to help him, out of what he actually said and did back in 2008 is just flat out wrong. The title of the news article, the op-ed that Mitt Romney wrote, said, "Let Detroit go bankrupt." His path would not have saved those companies, unlike the president. Now, on job creation, while Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts, Massachusetts ranked 47th out of the 50 states in job creation. That is not a record to run on or to be proud of. The president's done a great job. We were losing 700,000 jobs a month when Barack Obama became president. We've been gaining jobs steadily. Obviously, we're not where we need to be, but he brought us back from the brink, and we're moving in the right direction. And that's a sharp contrast to the record of Mitt Romney.
Well, you know, and it's important. And listen, one slice of respect I'll give Mitt Romney, he is the front runner of that, whatever you want to call that field of Republicans that's running right now. And, you know, Newt Gingrich is just an embarrassment to himself and the party. But we'll let it go for now, Mark. We'll let him be the front runner for now. God bless him. But if he's going to be the front runner, then he's going to have to be held to that test. And he's failing that test.
Oh, that's right. You know, when you look at it, this is a guy who will basically say and do anything, Tony, to elect a president. Look, he was pro-choice when he was governor of Massachusetts. Now he says he's pro-life. He was actually pro-gay rights, pro-civil unions when he was governor of Massachusetts. Now he's opposed to those. Now he's spinning madly on the auto rescue. He's also spinning madly on health care. he signed a health care law that mandated coverage of everybody in Massachusetts, that was endorsed and supported by the likes of Ted Kennedy, that really is no different than what President Obama and the Democrats passed. And so, again, that's another area where he's trying to distance himself from that and flip-flop on the issue, because he's got to count down to the right wing of the Republican Party to get the presidential nomination.
You know, and Mark, the shame of that is it's something that he should be proud of. He should be proud of what he did for the citizens of Massachusetts, be giving them access to health care for some of them that had never had it in their life. I mean, this is something that he should be proud of.
Absolutely, and we praise him. And I have praised him. I'll continue to praise him for his role in bringing universal health care coverage to the citizens of Massachusetts. We think, as Democrats, that's a great thing. And you're right, Tony. You should be very proud of it.
You know, I got to tell you, as I was looking at, again, about at the Republican field, the President Obama at this point, listen, there's no such thing as an easy cycle, and we're not done with candidates. There will be others. We don't know who they are. But, Mark, if we turn our attention closer to home, your former foil, Saul Alinuzis, makes an announcement yesterday that he will also not be seeking the Republican Party's nomination to run against Senator Debbie Stabenow. They still keep claiming, Mark, that they've got some superstar, legitimate, you know, headliner that's going to run against her, but I don't see it.
Well, we'll just have to see, Tony. I mean, you keep saying it. I mean, Saul, oh, I don't think was ever serious about this. One thing Saul's very good at is self-promotion, and I think that's why he left his name in the mix for so long to get himself some more attention. Debbie Stabenow can't afford to take the race for granted, and she won't. She's working very hard, getting around the state. But if they, you know, find some wealthy right-winger who's got a lot of money, they can make a race of it. So, again, we can't afford to and will not take that race for granted. But they do seem to be scraping to try to find anybody who's going to run against Debbie Stabenow.
Well, I find it, you know, I find it very curious, Mark. You know, you've been around politics a whole lot longer than I have. Normally, at this point, in a cycle, you know, at least you've got a primary field building, and on the Republican side, we don't have a legitimate candidate yet, let alone a primary filled.
No, that's right. You know, it's a contrast to what the Democrats are doing around the country. We've got some great candidates running around the country. Tim Kaine is running for Senate in Virginia. We've got Ricardo Sanchez, an Army veteran of the Iraq War, running for Senate down in Texas. Tammy Baldwin is taking a look at running for the U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. We've got a great set of candidates running next year, and Republican candidate recruitment has not been going so well.
No, it is not going so well, and I also know that their fundraising is not going terribly well either. By the way, I did place a call to the Republican, the Michigan Republican Party last week three times, didn't get a return call three times, Mark. That doesn't mean that I'm going to give up. I'd like to see Bobby Shostak, who is the Republican Party chair, join us on this program. And of course, I'll be as fair as I need to be. You know, it's time that we discuss real issues that are affecting us, Mark. At some level, I bet you would like to just be challenged. I mean, if you're wrong, let them prove you to be wrong, Mark.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't run from a debate, unlike Bobby Shostak, who told me on Mackinac Island 2 weeks ago that he would be interested and willing to engage in debates and join appearances, but so far he continues to duck.
Well, not for much longer. We'll be able to nail him down at some point here, Mark Brewer, and I promise you'll be the first person we call after we get that commitment. In the meantime, Mark, I want to thank you for all the work that you continue to do on behalf of the Michigan Democratic Party, and want to remind people that now is the time to get serious about what we're doing. You don't need to wait any longer. The election season has begun, right, Mark?
Absolutely, Tony. We're getting ready for 212, and that's our chance to turn this all around.
That's right. All right, Mark, we'll look forward to having you join us again next Monday.
Thank you, Tony. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Mark Brewer, again, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. I have to tell you, there's a lot of serious stuff going on right now, but you really do need to take a look at, especially what's happening in that Senate race with Debbie Stabenow. You know, Jeff, in all the years that I've been involved in politics, I have never seen, you know, the only candidate that's really come out is a guy by the name of Rob Steele that ran against John Dingell in the last election for Congress, and he ended up, you know, not doing very well, although the polls showed him early on especially doing better than anybody thought he would do against Dingell, but that's not enough to get you into a statewide election. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, yeah, at first, the grass is always greener on the other side until you start inspecting the other side, and then you realize, well, wait a minute, what we have already, maybe that's the best choice.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And especially when all of the pundits tell you that, that Stabenow's beatable. If she's beatable, why is nobody running against her?
Same with Obama. Obama's beatable, yet, who's going to do it?
That's a great question. Well, we'll have to save it for some other time. Susan Spencer on the other side of this, the NFL lockout. Is there light at the end of this tunnel? Maybe she knows. We're going to find out. You'll stay right where you're at. I'm Tony Trupiano on First Shift. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, slow going on any eastbound roadway. That sunshine is a bit of a problem. Drivers on 275 northbound were slow coming up toward Ford Road, trying to head in toward 96 M14 up to the 696 interchange. An earlier accident, 94 westbound near Shane, moved off to the shoulder, but adding to delays as you try to come in toward 75. And 75 southbound, heavy and slow coming into the Reuther, and westbound 696 Mound out to 75, out to Southfield Road, a lot of delays.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies, our high 74. Tonight we'll see clouds, a low near 55. Tomorrow more sun and a high of 75. Right now a few clouds at Metro Airport and 60 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
The last 3 weeks have been filled with a great deal of tough talk from the AFL-CIO toward Democrats. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka started the tough talk at the National Press Club in May when he said labor organizations would be spending the summer holding elected leaders in Congress accountable for how they approach issues important to working families. Trumka went farther in a speech on Tuesday in front of National Nurses United. He said unions under the AFL-CIO umbrella aren't interested in supporting a single party. They are interested in electing leaders who will stop the wrecking ball heading toward working family interests. That message was amplified on Friday when AFL-CIO Special Policy Counsel Damon Silvers sent a warning directly to Senate Banking Committee Chair, South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson. According to the Huffington Post, Silvers told the Social Investment Forum conference that if Johnson allows new executive pay regulations to be weakened, he should consider the recent history of Blanche Lincoln. The AFL-CIO helped run a Democrat against Lincoln, triggering a primary election. While Lincoln was triumphant in that election, the labor organization takes partial credit for Lincoln losing the general election. Meanwhile, the Service Employee International Union is launching a new Republican political action committee. Doug Cunningham has more.
SEIU says it's an effort to enable working families to regain a voice within the Republican Party in California, a voice SEIU says has been drowned out by a minority of extremists. SEIU says the Golden California Committee will work to elect legislative Republicans who, quote, share the moderate values that once made the California GOP strong, end quote. Among those values, SEIU says, are rewarding hard work, investing in quality schools, colleges, and infrastructure, and doing right by children and seniors. SEIU Republican members, representing what the SEIU says are its 87,000 registered Republicans in California, are launching the Political Action Committee. SEIU says new legislative district lines and primary election reforms will present a new political landscape in California, and the union says that will increase opportunities to make working family voices heard within the Republican Party.
Workers' rights under attack. What do we do?
Ivica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. I am Tony Truppiano. As we've been promising all morning, we're going to talk a little bit of the NFL lockout, the strike situation that's going on. Yeah, you know, we are a politically based show. We're a labor-based show, and this is a labor situation. I am, of course, a football fanatic and very concerned as the moments tick on. Will we have football in the 2011 season? Joining me now is Susan Spencer. Susan is a former GM, minority owner, and legal counsel for the Philadelphia Eagles. She's also author of the book, Briefcase Essentials, and I want to welcome attorney Susan Spencer to our show today. Susan, thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Hope everything's well with you.
Well, it'd be a lot better if I knew my Lions were going to go to camp and, maybe give us a good season for the first time in way too many decades. Susan, can you give us just a quick rundown on what the current situation is in the NFL with the lockout and the strike?
Well, I think right now we're taking a pause in the legal action, which is a good thing. I think that I have seen some very, very encouraging signs in the last 2 weeks. What we had is the appellate court. There was a hearing on June 3rd, and the judges said, we'll decide when we decide, and my guess is that they'll probably come out with something in a couple of weeks. But I also know that one of the magistrates from the Minnesota court is in on all of the settlement negotiations in terms of being physically present. So because of that, I am sure that nothing's going to come out of these courts in Minnesota or in the Eighth Circuit until such time as it looks like either settlement is going and getting done or it's failed. And I think we've got a very, very positive impetus right now in the last couple of weeks. One of the funniest things, it seems, is being that you're a labor-affiliated station, is that one of the comments that Smith made early on is they couldn't believe that the NFL was actually suing to get the union back together. and that exactly is what's happened, because it's kind of an interesting twist on employers wanting a union back in their corner. And in this particular situation in professional sports, having a collective bargaining agreement and having a union format for the players is really the best. And so even though you may feel sometimes that you're getting picked on, in many instances you're not.
Well, you know, and this is not, I mean, in 1982, you were in a similar situation. So what's happening now, I would imagine, feels maybe a little too familiar to you. You know, we're not getting much publicly. We did hear that early last week, an AP story, Susan Spencer, that was literally a sentence long that said the two sides had lunch together. That's all it said. And so are there ongoing talks that the general public just is not aware of?
Yeah, you don't want to hear anything right now, Tony. Your audience doesn't want to hear anything, because the less they hear, the more that's happening. And what apparently has happened is that they are meeting in person a couple of times this week, but they're it's been reported that in fact they're talking on the phone 5 hours to every 1 hour of a face-to-face meeting. So they are meeting, they are talking on the phone, they are getting together, and they are doing face-to-face, but in order to keep it really private, it's probably easier to do it with phone communication than it is to try to find a place where no one finds them.
No, so that makes a great deal of sense to me, Susan.
And they were not doing it. There was no communication. For me, the most promising thing is that DeMaurice Smith and Roger Goodell had a quiet dinner together alone with nobody else. Last Wednesday night, just the two of them, of course people saw them in this New York restaurant, but nonetheless they didn't bother them, and they were having a very jovial, relaxed conversation. Well, if you told me 2 weeks before that these two could talk about anything, I'd say impossible, because about 2 weeks before that, they were having a forced lunch, in a way, with Justice Boylan, who is the magistrate in the Minnesota court, And he kind of said, come on, let's all go to lunch, the three of us. And none of them said a word to each other. Not a word, not a look, not anything. So the body language was really bad a few weeks ago. But it looks like the body language now is really working full time to say, okay, we're on this together. Let's try to get a deal done. And I believe based upon where they are today, they will get a deal done.
All right. My guest again, Susan Spencer, former general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, author of the book Briefcase Essentials. We're talking about the NFL labor lockout. You know, is this at the end of the day still just about the money? Do you think they have the other issues resolved? We're talking about free agency and the rookie salary cap and all the other things we've heard about. Is this still about, you know, at some level it has to be about the owners opening up their books, because the players have said very early on, before the strike even became official, they were going to need to see those books.
Well, I think they dropped that. I think that was all cosmetics. I never thought it was anything. I thought it was just a red flag. They just wanted to wave it to make the fans say, well, gee, it's not fair. They're not letting us see their books. But the truth of the matter is that most business people, unless they need to have something done to their head, are not going to show their employees their books and have a full disclosure of books. It's never been the policy of employers to show openly their books to their employees. But I can tell you, I had a union shop for 25 years. My employees always knew when we were good, when our money was good, and they always knew when it was bad. And how do they know that? Because if we're not working full-time, two shifts, full out, we're not doing good. And when we're only working part-time and we're laying people off because business stinks, they know it. So it's not like there's no really any business where the employees don't really know how you're doing, because they do know. They have a lot of ways of knowing.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Susan, I'm the more research I did on you, the more impressed I am. And we'll come back in a minute to talk football. But if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about Briefcase Essentials, what that book's about.
Sure. Briefcase Essentials is a book I wrote after I finished my career in entrepreneurship, which was I bought many companies and sold them, started a lot on my own and sold them. And in 2006, I decided it was time to sell the last company. And one of the things that I was committed to do was to not move it, because I didn't want to sell it. And it took me 2 years to sell it, because I wanted the jobs to stay where they were. I didn't want the employees to lose their jobs. And if I sold it, I knew they were going to move it. So I kept the business and found somebody who would keep the business in Vineland, New Jersey, which they did. And that company's now still in business, and the employees still have their jobs.
Well,
so that was, and I really wanted to write a book about what it is that business owners should be doing and not what they are doing.
Well, it sounds like, you know, and I'm going to take some time to read that book, because that sounds like it's right up my alley.
Good.
Absolutely sounds like it's right up my alley. You know, listen, as fans, is there anything that we can do besides be patient?
Probably not.
Probably good answer.
Not, unfortunately. It's very frustrating, but I'm much happier to be patient today than I was 2 weeks ago, because I did not think the leadership of the players was really one that was getting the job done. And I think what happened is in everything, Tony, in all of these negotiations, it's all about timing. And I think that the players started to get nervous that, in fact, we wouldn't have a season. And that's the last thing they want. So I think that they may have been the impetus for their leadership to kind of ratchet this thing up and get it done.
Well, as a former general manager, looking at the date, we're at the 13th of June. If we come to some kind of agreement in the next 2 to 3 weeks, season goes off as planned, no problems?
I don't see why it shouldn't. I think it will go off as planned if, in fact, they can get a written agreement done within the next couple of weeks, without a doubt. If they're aiming, I've heard dates thrown around from insinuations and little whispers, and one was June 30th and one has been July 2nd. So that's what they're shooting for. They're shooting to get a deal done by late June, early July. And if, in fact, they readopt the collective bargaining framework and they use the 2006 agreement as a starting point, they'll be much further ahead. If they have to strip that thing out and start again, it's going to take them a lot longer.
Well, you know, listen, because we're all football fans, and as are you, Susan Spencer, we want a season this year.
And you finally got a good team.
Thank you. And, you know, the word finally there is actually quite appropriate. I do not take offense to that. I've been a diehard, you know, like so many of us naive football fans here in Detroit, we've been diehard fans for years. We actually legitimately have something to be excited about right now.
Yeah, I mean, from everything I'm reading and hearing, the Lions are really fired up. Probably the only team that's actually really fired up and being able to do a lot of work on their own, because they know that they have the feeling that they've got the makings of a really, really good organization.
Yeah, and for those of us that are paying attention to these voluntary workouts, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, let me remind everybody again, my guest is Susan Spencer. If you go to Briefcase Essentials, that's with an S, briefcaseessentials.com, there's information on Susan, her book, and all of the wonderful things that she's involved with. I especially want to, those women that listen to the show may want to go there. I think you're going to be inspired, as her website is quite inspiring. Susan, I want to thank you for giving us some of your time this morning. I know it's awfully early where you're at, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's all right. I can get my beauty sleep later, Tony.
Thanks so much.
Much later.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Susan Spencer, once again, briefcaseessentials.com is the website. Yeah, so Jeff, you know, good news there. You know, good news. We're you know, it sounds to me like somewhere in the next 3 weeks we're going to have a major announcement. Not that I wouldn't have expected something, but it sounds like it may be what we want to hear.
It would be great to have her back on, too. I mean, everything she said, I was just blown away. What a great I thought she was a great guest myself.
Oh, that's because you got her. That's why you're saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you know, my arm's getting tired from patting myself on the back
for
that one.
That's the nice thing about working with you is I never have to tire my arms out. So that's not true. A great guest indeed. Thank you so much. And, yeah, we should have her back. Let's see what happens. We're open lines on the other side of this, so feel free to join us. The First Shift Facebook poll question of the day: if the election were to be held tomorrow, what's the number one issue? Go vote. And our song of the day, AC/DC, Money Talks. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We are still open lines. We've had a pretty good morning with the telephone, and I appreciate that, folks. I really do. We've been talking about Democratic messaging. We've been talking about the economy. And the First Shift Facebook poll question is still up there. It'll be up there all day long. If the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? And, yeah, pretty clear. It's about the economy and jobs. No question. That's what most people are saying. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Mike from Wyandotte. Mike, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning? Mike, are you with us? I think, Mike, are you there? All right. Mike, call back. We somehow lost you. You lost us. Whatever. We are here if you need us. Damn it. Anyway, with all that's going on right now, I sometimes wonder if and here's one of my concerns, because at the state level, the legislature is about to go on vacation, which the Democrats are not terribly happy about, by the way, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But it looks like they're going to take July and August off. Indeed, they're going to take July and August off. Do we have Mike again? Do we want to go back and try Mike again? All right, Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Tony.
Oh, there you are. Mike, that's fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My call was in regards to the collective bargaining.
Yes.
What got in the car then is I had heard David Frum, the speechwriter from George W., talk on a show months ago in regards to the problem that the Republicans have with collective bargaining. Is the fact that the unions take the dues out tax-free, and then unions also then donate to campaigns, which I don't see the problem with the fact that corporations now getting tax breaks are still making donations to political campaigns.
Correct.
So there's really no difference.
There is no difference.
Yeah, I found that very... very contradictory on their part.
Well, you know, Mike, that's part of the problem is when the argument is convenient for them, they use it in the way they need to use that part of the argument, forgetting that there's always more to the argument than they're letting us know. But that's when it comes, Mike, but that's where we get into trouble with messaging, and Democrats need to be better at message. You're right. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. Yeah. Why is it not okay for, unions to do it, but it's okay for corporations to do it? And then we had that Supreme Court case of last year, Citizens United, that basically said, that corporations can donate as if they're individuals.
Right. And then with corporations getting tax breaks, making contributions, it's the same problem that the Republicans have with unions making donations.
Right. Well, again, when it's convenient, and Mike, I appreciate the call. When it's convenient for you, it's fine. When it's not convenient for you, well, then, we'll have a different conversation. I don't know. Jeff, here we are wrapping up a pretty extraordinary day on the show. And I have to tell you, I'm empowered. I'm empowered by how much this audience is paying attention to what's going on. I think it's awesome that they are so engaged. But I do want to make this point, and I'll even let you respond to this. I given a speech on Saturday morning. It was not really a speech, a quick talk, and I said that we could all be doing more. I teased this a little bit earlier on in the show and never got back to it. But there is we can all be doing more. And if you want things to change, Jeff, you really do have to be willing to engage yourself in the process. And it's not like all I do is this show. I'm involved in a lot of other political activity and work very hard on the issues that I care about. But I do believe we all need to do more if we want to change this thing we call democracy. Your thoughts on that?
It's about finding something that you're passionate about. Not necessarily what we're telling you. I mean, hey, you need to get involved with this or that. But find something to get involved with. Find something that you're passionate about. And again, I mean, we touch on so many different issues on this show. Pick one. I'm pretty passionate about education, and I think obviously that It's the youth that we need to rely on and not necessarily take money away from. So education is one of the things I'm passionate about. However, I mean, you can tell everyone that calls in has a different passion. You know, if they find out what their passion is, get involved with that.
Yeah, and you know, how many times have you heard me say on this show, you know, whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to do, you know, send me your topics. I don't get a lot. I mean, you know, I get a lot of people, not that there's anything wrong with this, and I want to encourage you to continue to write me and thanking me for covering the stuff that I think's important that you agree with. But folks, if there's something we're not hitting on, now I assure you, we may not always, and I get your emails, and I respond to most of you, and we try to cover the things that you send to us. Sometimes we can't either find the guest, or they don't respond to us, because Jeff will tell you he's working hard on a couple of the Catherine Ferguson Academy thing. I know we're still waiting to hear back from somebody on that, right? Or did you hear back from somebody?
No, we're trying to get somebody from BAM, I do believe.
Right. By any means necessary is the group. They've got a rally coming up. I know it's the 16th. I think that's Thursday. So, you know, we're working hard at your suggestions. When you send something our way, you know, we really do make an effort to go out and find somebody that fits the topic, because we want this to be your show. I mean, we very much want it to be your show. We want it to be interactive. We want you to have a stake in it. I appreciate all the nice things that people had to say about the program today. I truly do. I'm also glad that we were able to talk today in great detail about how important the legacy of what unions has done for us and what they will continue to do for us, and that so many of you get that. You know, whether it's the union I belong to, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, or maybe your UAW, maybe your Teamsters, maybe your MEA, maybe your AFT, maybe your SEIU, and the list can go on. You know, one of the part of the message that I delivered on Saturday morning was, if you're in a union, you need to move closer to that union. You need to become more involved, more engaged in the union. If you're part of a Democratic club, you need to be more engaged with that Democratic club. That's part of what I mean by doing more. You know, you don't need to find another organization to get involved with. You know, if you believe in the recall of Governor Rick Snyder, then you need to believe in that and do more. That's all I'm saying is just a little bit more, folks. Give a little bit more and a little bit more. And if everybody gives a little bit more, all of a sudden a lot more is getting done. And again, I will commit on a day-to-day basis to giving you the best possible show that Jeff and I can give you. I promise we are working hard at that every single day. You also need to give a little bit more, too. This can't be a one-way street. And we only have me at this point. You know, there's other progressive media out there. There's online progressive media. You know, there truly is. You know, the station is progressive. Everything on this station is progressive, and you need to support everything that's done here. And that's how we started. Let's not worry about what we don't have. That's the message I want to leave you with today. Don't worry about what we don't have. Let's take care of what we do have. Because if we make this show stronger, it will get the attention of the people that spend money. And then those people will want to expand what it is we do. We have a responsibility in making that happen. Believe in that. Believe in us. And that'll have to do it for me today. I want to thank Todd for his hard work doing the answering the phones, and we worked him today. And Facebook, Jeff, as always, appreciate everything you do for the show. And, of course, you folks, couldn't do it without you. I'm Tony Truppiano. Have a great day, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes delays 75 southbound coming in towards 696 as you're trying to come from 14 Mile Road, making your way down to 696 down to about 9 Mile. Even northbound, we're slow and heavy into 696 up past 12. On the roof, there are pockets of slow traffic from Mound to 75 out towards Southfield Road. 94 West has been pretty slow this morning as you're trying to come past Maross, heading down toward Van Dyke, where we had an earlier accident heading in toward I-94 and 75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies, our high 74. Tonight we'll see clouds, a low near 55. Tomorrow more sun and a high of 75. Right now a few clouds at Metro Airport and 60 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.